globalists and their worldwide extermination plan is going from hidden to being out in plain view, and it's all being sold in the name of keeping us safe. Everything is scripted by mega corporations, the communist Chinese, and leftist-controlled cities to set the precedent. It's rolled out incrementally. Oh, first to stay home, have a two-week extended vacation. A long spring break. Go to the park, have fun. Next, oh, stay 6 feet away. Next, stay 20 feet away. Next, don't be at the park at all. Next, oh, we're just going to shut down the bars and restaurants. Oh, now it's all the other small businesses. Only big mega corporations are essential. And now, we told you it was coming a few weeks ago, masks are mandatory. First, the L.A. mayor asked you to wear them. That was 2 days ago. Now, we're going to arrest you. And don't worry, all those masks from China, those used masks are landing in L.A. and New York, and the Chinese have been caught spiking them with coronavirus and the blood testing kits. That's a special little prick you get on your finger, and they're giving you a gift. Now it's all coming into view. And next segment, I am going to cover all of that and break it down. And then at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to cover the most life and death situation and what we're really facing as a species. And as the quickening accelerates more and more often, I say this is the most important broadcast ever. First time I probably said that was 20 years ago. I would say it every 2 or 3 years. Then a decade ago, I'd say it every few months. And now I say it every few days because it just gets crazier and crazier and out in the open. But it's now confirmed. I have in front of me dozens of mainline studies, admissions, all of it, that all of the cell phone radiation, 1G through 5G and now 6G, absolutely triggers disease, cancer, mental illness, depression in rodents, not just humans. And that the reason 5G is so bad is that they're going to put up 6 million towers. And so it doesn't go as far because it's so strong. But it's only strong up close. And it basically fries you, and it's way worse than the others because unless you lived right next to a cell tower, you got some of the ambient problems, but it was when they put them right on top of school that you'd have 50 kids and 15, 20 of them would get, you know, brain tumors. And that's been confirmed. That's in the literature. That's in the studies. Because as you know, with any wave, whatever the length of the antenna is, every length out from the antenna, it cuts the power of the transmission in half. Well, now with 5G, every road you go down, every business you go in, every movie theater, every hospital, every school has them in it, frying you at point blank range. And it's a microwave, and it oscillates the cells and breaks DNA. And when DNA breaks, you get something called cancer. Two ways to get cancer. The RNA of a virus goes in and reprograms cells to create and reprogram the cells to grow out of their natural order. That is one of the most common forms, and the globalists know that, and almost no one even talks about it in the general public. There's just general ignorance. And then the other one. And that's from the DNA being broken or malfunctioning and mutating as you get older. Well, 5G will get that done real quick for you. So get ready to die. Get ready to die. Get ready. They're killing you. They're killing everybody. But the good news is people are finally starting to wake up. Oh, and 5G on record, I got the studies, helps viruses infect you better. Oh.
As bad as things are, with now more than half the world population under martial law being directed by the UN, there is a massive awakening happening to the tyranny of Big Pharma and the medical mafia. And the forced inoculations and the UN admitting that vaccines are killing people and they've covered it up. And everywhere I go, I am just mobbed by folks on the street now, even in leftist Austin, who used to attack me just a few years ago saying, you were right about 5G. 5G's killing us. I looked it up. It's causing cancer. It destroys immunity. It says that it makes it easier for viruses to attack. People are really starting to wake up, and they know they're under attack at a spiritual and subconscious cellular level. So now, my friends, educate everyone you know. They're ready to listen. They're ready to learn. They're ready to take action. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the InfoWar.
It is Friday, April 3rd. The year is 2020. The election is 213 out. Will probably be canceled. We know this is a concerted, choreographed, global rollout of a straitjacket, a noose being fitted around our necks. It's all official. Australian Prime Minister just said, you will be locked in your homes for at least 6 months. He said, I'm going to be honest, maybe a year and a half. That's the official UN plan. Now we're being told it's a two-week holiday and it's a month holiday, and now don't leave your houses. Soon it'll be the law to wear masks by next week. And they're already announcing that media is non-essential and the press will then be shut down. Lights out. This is America going into a depression. I've got a stack of major studies just out showing social distancing will destroy movie theaters, baseball forever, turning us into neurotic, crazy people. And that actually when you're not exposed to a lot of viruses and bacteria that you defeat, you actually become weaker. This is a planned post-human, post-industrial world, Agenda 2030, that they said they would execute when I made the film Endgame 14 years ago in documents from the 80s and 90s and 2000s, where they said we will use a deadly virus to bring in world government and a lockdown of society with high-tech surveillance, face scanning to leave your home, with drones enforcing. That's in my film, 14 years old. How did I do it? They admitted it all. See, that's what's so frustrating for me. This is the lockdown, then the forced inoculations, which are the soft kill. And when you look at Fauci, who is behind the whole AIDS operation, and this guy is evil, you have to understand that we're in big trouble. This is a UN world government takeover, and Fauci said you're not allowed to leave your home until no one dies of a cold virus or flu again. That's impossible. That's total control. And it's being announced. Australian Prime Minister says 6 months. And if they don't have a vaccine by then, you will not be able to leave your home unless you have the vaccine. That is news of Australia. Got that video coming up. But here's part of a report I filed today that is super critical, titled Confirmed China Launched COVID-19 to Take Down the Western World and to kill any free countries. The report's at Band.video. Here is the first intro to it as they begin to transfer the bioweapon medical supplies and masks to the United States. Here it is.
Bob Kraft and Team President Jonathan Kraft commissioned New England's Team Plane aircraft to fly to China to transport 1.2 million N95 protective masks back to Massachusetts.
Aircraft on the ground in China.
In Shenzhen, the Kraft team plane was permitted to be on the ground for 3 hours. It reportedly took 2 hours and 57 minutes to load the 1.2 million masks onto the plane,
which are essential to the safety of health workers exposed to COVID-19 but are currently in short supply.
Meanwhile, they wipe their feet with them with COVID-19 and all over TV and totally brag about it. Their goal to kill America.
The information I'm about to lay out is the most important information that you, your family, your neighborhood, your town, your state, your country, and the world could know. Please research this information for yourself. It's all publicly admitted and hiding in plain view. And then share this information with others however you can. Communist China launched the COVID-19 man-made weaponized common cold coronavirus in November of last year. Pentagon report confirms this, that they covered up the fact that it was highly communicable and way, way more deadly than the regular cold, and that it targets the reproductive systems of men. Now, let me lay out the facts and the proof. It is now in mainstream news even, and major medical firms and major global testing facilities, some of the top in the world, funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, that in England and in Germany and all over Europe, in Central and South America, in Canada, in Australia particularly, in South Korea, all over the world, China has shipped contaminated testing kits where they prick your finger to get the blood test that have COVID-19 on them. The headlines will say, may be contaminated, but then you read the reports in the article, and these prestigious firms are saying, no, it was contaminated. It's doctors, it's virologists, it's experts coming out that tested it and said it's on these. Also, China's been caught shipping masks out they claim are new, that are used, and they're shipping them to Italy, Germany, France. They're shipping them to the United States. They're using the aircraft that the Patriots own and have donated to ship them in to the East Coast. They're shipping them into L.A. And the mayor's saying, you're going to have to wear a mask. Well, there's a shortage, but China donated somehow. Sweet. They knew it was released. They knew it was man-made. Major universities in India and the U.S. have come out and scanned the virus and said it's manufactured, has the HIV delivery system. Doesn't give you HIV. It has the HIV delivery system. This is unbelievable. And that came into the news and left the news. But you see the Senate Intelligence Committee, and you see British intelligence, and you see the Pentagon saying there will be a reckoning with communist China. You see Trump saying he's friends with Xi Jinping and wants all this to be fixed. That's because he has to play the good cop while the surrogates play the bad cop. And that's what's happening. The experts are clear. This was man-made. China launched it. They covered up how bad it was. They lobbied Trump to leave our borders open and let aircraft fly in from China to spread it as carriers. The Democrats tried to block Trump. Federal judges tried to block Trump. And now they've turned around and they're blaming Trump for the virus spread and for the plunging economy to drive him from office. And that's what deep staters publicly said on CNN, MSNBC, on HBO with Bill Maher, that they were going to tank the economy ahead of the election to drive Trump for office and maybe even suspend the election and remove the president. And now they're talking about that as well.
Mr. President, you tweeted earlier linking the closing of the country to your election success in November. Is this Easter timeline based on your political interests?
What do you mean by election success?
No. You tweeted. You said that the media wants the country to remain closed to hurt your
opposition. No, I think the media, yeah, just so you understand. Are you ready? I think there are certain people that would like it not to open so quickly. I think there are certain people that would like it to do financially poorly because they think that would be very good as far as defeating me at the polls.
Because I think one way you get rid of Trump is a crashing economy. Yeah. So please bring on the recession.
One woman said, I want a recession because that'll help get rid of Donald Trump.
I call this another Trump slump.
The threat of recession is real.
That we would see the global economy entering recession in three quarters. Perfect timing, I say. I mean, I've been rooting for a recession.
But if the global economy, including the United States, is taking a step toward recession, what does that mean for this presidency?
Ooh, it's political suicide.
These numbers are irrefutable.
This may be Donald Trump's Katrina.
Yeah, you kind of have to interpret my role in that. I mean, let's just lean into that.
But as far as the winning economy that the president needs from now until November, do you really see that changing?
If the stock market were to tumble this year, if we don't get near the 3% GDP growth that this administration has been talking about for years, these are all things that Dems can run on, and they pose a problem.
A recession is a survivable event. What Trump is doing to this country is not.
So the president is being railroaded. Where if he doesn't say it's the end of the world, real people are going to die, and then every death is his fault. That's the new precedent's been set. If he totally goes along with it, it then creates a depression, and they're going to turn on the president once we're in that depression. The president needs to know when Jim Acosta starts praising him for his strong corona response that he's being set up. And the president knows that. He's riding a tiger because the American people panicked. They bought into the fear. They bought into the hysteria that one person can't even die. That's what Fauci said. He said the checkpoints, the lockdown, all of it will end, the social distancing, when we don't have any more deaths and there are basically no more cases. Well, that's impossible. It's the common cold, but it's souped up. And when they say that, oh, don't worry, this is the key, we'll have a vaccine by next year, they've never had a common cold vaccine. That's what the coronavirus is, because it mutates thousands of times a year, you have to have the exact mutation to stop that other exact virus. That's why the flu vaccine never works, because they can never guess the new mutations. There's always a whole bunch of them. So it's going to be what's in that vaccine that you better know is what you should really be concerned about, because it's a live virus vaccine that Bill and Melinda Gates already patented the cloned virus last year. And what does the virus do? It attacks the testicles. What does Gardasil do? It attacks women's ovaries.
All right, folks, the full report, that's only half of it, is at Bandod Video on the front page of InfoWars.com. It's life and death to get that information out. Stay with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location. And rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
The ultimate tyranny would be a nanny state that would not allow anyone to ever do anything that could possibly hurt them. And that's the globalist plan. And now Mr. Fauci at the NIH, last night in a press conference, standing right next to the president, said, we're going to have a global lockdown, because he talked to world leaders, until not one more person is dying or one more person is infected. The video is posted on InfoWars.com. Ladies and gentlemen, that sets the precedent where not one person can die from the flu. Not one person can die from a cold. Everyone will be surveilled in live time by their cell phones and apps and drones and an absolute straitjacket of pure medical tyranny. And remember, it's Big Pharma that has all the level 4 bioweapons labs that keeps leaking all these man-made viruses. They're holding us all hostage. Oh, and he talked about forced inoculations. Do yourself a favor and fund the InfoWar at the same time. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and read about the ingredients of the highest quality, like black walnut and others, that are in this baby. And then read some of those reviews for yourself. And then don't just believe InfoWars. Go out online at major nutrition sites and others and look at the studies for yourself. Go out and engage in your First Amendment right to research, then your First Amendment right to tell others about the incredible compounds God has given us through Mother Nature. Living Defense is at InfoWarsStore.com, sold out for 4 months, now back in stock. For a limited time, get 40% off. People are doing their own research, and they're getting Living Defense at 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got our great Super Blue toothpaste, the bestseller for 5 years, with the Nano Silver, the Tea Tree, and the Iodine. It's selling out, still 50% off. And the Iodine's selling out. The X3, it's 60% off, because I want you to experience how amazing it is.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We've got it. This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, we can sit here and break down the fact that they're about to make masks mandatory and that this is a year and a half lockdown and that we'll never have freedom again and that we're all going to have apps on our phones. It's all been pre-planned. It's already being prepared at the corporate level to be rolled out. You'll have your little pass to leave your home, and the establishment will decide what's essential. This is the end of freedom as we know it. This is the New World Order making its move. But we've not been hit flat-footed, and most people I've talked to are not going along with this and are not buying into it and know that it is garbage, that it's not protecting us from a virus, and they understand that it's all about a power grab and has been pre-positioned and that the virus was man-made, released by the deep state globalist with their Chi-Com handlers. But I want to play something for you that's been going around and has millions of views that I went and watched and did some research on, and it's dead on. Medical doctor Thomas Cohen, he has a prestigious background in private practice and hospitals and published studies and a bunch of best-selling books. Okay, so he's a big guy. We'll show you an overhead shot of that. He's come out lecturing to students and others that every time we invented radio or we used radar, World War One, World War Two, and radar came along World War Two, that every time there was a new wavelength that was powerful, massive plagues would erupt. And if you go back to the ancients, when there were sunspots, there would be plagues and wars would start. And Bain Capital and Wall Street knows that. You can even look up, it's taught in mainline business school. That they track sunspots for civil unrest and disease. Because sunspots are giant coronal ejections, thousands of times the size of the Earth, that shoot out into space. And the actual, most of the solar radiation is dampened as it goes out, but a lot of it isn't. And there's all sorts of different X-rays and things in there, a whole spectrum of things. And now they're discovering new things with devices they have that they never knew existed, just like there's dark matter. Other forms of energy that we couldn't read before and still can't read. We're just detecting it. That's coming out of the sun. So just like your skin burns, if you go out at high noon in July and lay out for an hour, well, imagine what's going through your body. Okay. Well, he goes into that. He's got a bunch of lectures. I've seen a few of these a week or so ago, and people kept bringing it up to me, my wife, everybody. And I said, no, it's true. It's mainline science. Just the public is ignorant about things like this. So I want to start with this and then come back and lay it all out, because it's that our body harmonizes with the sun and with all this systems in the universe. But all this artificial stuff can be oscillated up and down. And the change is not gradual. It's very sudden. And it does cause cancer. And it does cause mental illness. And I'll show you dozens of mainline studies and prestigious scientific institutes saying, don't do this. It's hurting people. But you get a lot more than cancer from this and a lot more than infertility. So he lays it out in a group of videos, but I'm going to air some of it now, some of it when we come back, and then I'm going to really get into what's happening, because there's a huge awakening taking place, and people are attacking and torching 5G towers that are hidden, of course. They're very smart how they do it, all over the place, but people are attacking them. I don't recommend fire that could spread and hurt others. I mean, it's pretty effective just to tie a truck to it with a chain and pull it out or get at it with a baseball bat, because a lot of them are low-level. I mean, I'm not saying do that. I'm just saying I don't think arson is the way to go about this as the human rebellion starts against the technocracy that will happen. We will win, by the way. So let me just get back to the what I was covering right now. All of this is killing us. It's by design. But more importantly, it's controlling us. And MIT admits they can oscillate these waves to control mood. And the CIA put out a press release in 1999 talking about it that I saw in the Baltimore Sun and I read on air. That they were oscillating cell towers and controlling people's moods with them. So this is very, very, very serious, okay? And it's science and it's fact. And they just think they're going to hook all this up and we don't know what's going on. But he goes on to explain, that's why you look at the maps. It's not just that it's big cities. Some of these big cities haven't put in 5G yet. They don't have the virus load, even though they had all the foreign travelers too. And you look at the studies, electromagnetic radiation, cell phone radiation, 2G, 3G, 4G, 5G, they're just different systems. They all lower immunity and weaken the body to viruses. And that's why when you get a huge solar flare that hits the Earth, or a group of them, it causes changes. And the body's got to deal with that in its electromagnetic immune system. Your immune system's all hooked up to that. Just like they know people in caves still get on the circadian rhythm of night and day. Because it's magnetics. It's not just solar light or radiation of that type. So that's what's really going on here. So let's get to a few minutes of it, and we'll come back and play more, and then I'm going to lay out the big enchilada that yes, it is causing people to have the COVID-19 and other viruses be much more deadly. Here it is.
Now, I have 10 minutes. I wasn't sure I was going to get to this stage, but I can't help but say something about this whole coronavirus thing, if you want me to. So, again, when you know Steiner, you have the answers to the test, but you have to then figure out the details. In 1918, after the biggest pandemic, the Spanish flu pandemic of 1918, Steiner was asked, what was this all about? And he said, well, viruses are simply excretions of a toxic cell. Viruses are pieces of DNA or RNA with a few other proteins. They bud out from the cell. They happen when the cell is poisoned. They are not the cause of anything. And the first way I would encourage you to think about this is if you are a famous dolphin doctor, right, and you have been studying dolphins in the Arctic Circle for hundreds of years, or at least a long time, and the dolphins were fine, and then they call you up, Fred, all the dolphins or a lot of the dolphins are dying in the Arctic Circle. Can you come and investigate? Right? And you have one question to ask. So show of hands, how many of you would say, I want to investigate a dolphin to see the genetic makeup of that dolphin? Nobody, because that's stupid. How many of you would say, I want to see if this dolphin and that dolphin has a virus because it might be contagious and that's why all these dolphins are getting sick? That fellow. How many of you would say, excuse my French here, somebody put some shit in the water here? Like Exxon Valdez? Anybody? Everybody. Because that's what happened. And the cells get poisoned. They try to purify themselves by excreting debris, which we call viruses. If you go to the current theory of viruses called exosomes.
All right, stay right there when we come back. And this is being adopted more and more as a new theory, because the old belief is just a theory as well. None of this is settled. That you get poisoned, then these are put off, and then you study someone and say, oh, look, they had the virus killed them. But no, it was really that your immune system was run down, and you were smoking cigarettes and taking methamphetamine. Like most people that died of HIV were drug addicts.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
The virus and all of the hype is designed to destroy one thing: confidence. It's confidence in an economy, confidence in a culture, confidence in the direction that a civilization and a people are going. that causes people to work hard and believe in the future and invest. It's spirit. And the entire media and the entire culture and all these multinational governments and the UN, the WHO, and the Chi-Coms in Hollywood have been having orgasmic delight over how pliantly everyone has gotten into a state of fear. Yes, the virus is real. It's going to be maybe double what the flu is normally, and it's a bioweapon. But a bioweapon the globalists knew the trajectory of, but its real target is confidence and the economy. And that's why recognizing that it's an attempt to scare us into submission is critical, because then people will understand the real paradigm. One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
I looked, in January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June. And one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
And I'm here to tell you, I don't need you to thank me and tell me I've done a good job. I've done nothing but my duty. I discovered a bunch of bloodthirsty scum coming after innocent people, and I've been fighting them for 13 years, and I'll never stop while I'm drawing breath.
For 26 years, Alex Jones and InfoWars have been sounding the alarm for patriots worldwide, waking people up to the new world order. Bohemian Grove, the American deep state, the rise of communist China, the plan for global depopulation, and global elite pedophiles who prey off of our young. The enemy has done their best to destroy us, but because of your support, our fight continues. Join us, support the InfoWar, and together we will slay the dragon.
Keep fighting, Alex, you're the gladiator.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. And in front of me, I have more than 200 articles, documents, mainline prestigious studies that 1G through 5G absolutely causes big increases in cancers in mice, rats, pigs, and other mammals that it's been tested on. And now human studies are coming out showing the same thing. And we're talking cataracts because it hits the eyes, just like sunlight causes cataracts, just another form of radiation. You just can't see it. That's why it's the perfect enemy. So when you hear 1G, 5G, people think, oh, it's getting more powerful. No, these are all different technologies. They're similar. We've had engineers on. We've broken it down. Both engineers with degrees and the engineers that are installing them. It's all important from the bottom to the top. And they'll tell you, anybody that's a radio engineer that has degrees in it, that the reason they stick the antennas for AM and FM, especially big transmitters that are 100,000 watts, 50,000 watts, out far away, is because they started learning real quick. People died and got cancer in their offices in the old days, up until the 50s and stuff, from the 20s into the 50s, they would have them in the building. Then they started putting lead walls around them and stuff, but it was still coming out of the antenna on top of the building. So again, there's lots of things you can't see that are real. There's nerve gas that's basically invisible. It'll kill you. And you can't see light when it's going through the atmosphere.
can only see light in dust or see light through a filter. While the sun looks red as it sets because you're looking at it through the oblique, through the atmosphere, and you're seeing dust like a lens. But the sun's really just pure white. What is white? It's all of the colors being broadcast. What is black? The absence of light. It's absorbing the colors. That's only one small spectrum. And so this is all blasting out, and it's in the literature that it causes cancer. Well, it does a lot more than that. And that's in the literature, the medical literature. From the early days of radar in World War II, the guys would be freezing their asses off on the British coastline. This is in mainline history books. And they would sit on top of the radar to warm themselves, and they'd cook cans of beans. Cheese beans is what they call baked beans over there. And all of a sudden, they'd get really, really sick, and they'd die in just a few weeks because they were cooked. They were radiated. And so they started telling them, danger. I mean, when you go to one of those radar installations, it says danger. Stay back. You go to one of the cell tower things, it's got skull and crossbones saying cellular radiation. Stay back. And the dudes that work on them will tell you they get sick because you're up close to them. And in general, talking to the engineers, again, if you have an antenna that's, say, 3 inches long, it gives you the full power of that radiation for 3 inches. Now, if you're 6 inches, it dissipates by half. And it just goes out from there, continuing on. I'm going to play a video in a moment when we come back in the next segment of all over the U.S., all over Europe, all over everywhere it's going in, South Korea, there's videos. They're hidden in lampposts. They're hidden in things that look like trees. And the tree right next to it will start dying. And the tree will then split and fall off on one side as it tries to live, and then the other side dies. We're going to show you that. I want to get back to this video with the doctor. Medical doctor laying this out. Okay? Getting into virus theory and things. But the point is, then he gets into 5G. So it's a fact, and you can lay the maps. We'll do next segment of the areas that have 5G and the areas that have all the disease. And it's even in the studies that that's what it does. It kills you. And the system knows this and is doing it. Let's go back to the report.
And the cells get poisoned. They try to purify themselves by excreting debris, which we call viruses. If you go to the current theory of viruses called exosomes, and the latest head of the NIH giving a talk on the complexity of viruses, you will see this is perfectly in line with the current thinking on what a virus really is. I had a dramatic example of this when I was growing up. Out right outside our house, there was a wetlands, and they were full of frogs, and the frogs kept me up at night, so I taped the windows, and they were in the spring, they made a big racket. And then over time, the frogs were all gone. How many thinks the frogs had a genetic disease? How many think the frogs had a virus? How many think somebody put DDT into the water? That's what happened. Diseases are poisoning. It's one of the reasons why vaccines, so let me skip that for a minute. So what happened in 1918? There was a huge, in every pandemic in the last 150 years, there was a quantum leap in the electrification of the earth. In 1918, late fall of 1917, there was the introduction of radio waves around the world. Whenever you expose any biological system to a new electromagnetic field, you poison it, you kill some, and the rest go into a kind of suspended animation, so that, interestingly, they live a little bit longer and sicker. And then starts in World War II with the next pandemic, with the introduction of radar equipment all over the earth, blanketing the entire earth in radar fields.
First time humans. And now look at cancer rates. On average, are more than 10,000 times what they were. In the 50s, scientists would get on a plane to go across the country to see a child with brain cancer. You go to an elementary school and you go to an event and there are kids, their heads shaved, dying of cancer every row. We're dying. We're all dead. And the globalists know it and are doing it on purpose. You have to understand this. Let's continue.
To that. In 1968, there was the Hong Kong flu, and it was the first time the Earth has a protective layer in the Van Allen belt, which essentially integrates the cosmic fields from the sun and the Earth, from the moon and Jupiter, etc., integrates that and essentially distributes that to the living beings of the Earth. And we put satellites emitting radioactive frequencies in the Van Allen belt. Within 6 months, we had a new viral pandemic. Why viral? Because the people are poisoned. They excrete toxins. They look like viruses. People think it's a flu epidemic. In the 1918, epidemic, the Boston Health Department decided to investigate the contagiousness of this. So they, believe it or not, took hundreds of people with the flu and they sucked the snot out of their nose and injected it into the healthy people who didn't have the flu. And not one time could they make the next person sick. They did this over and over again, and they were not able to demonstrate contagion. They even did it with horses who apparently got the Spanish flu, and they put bags over their head, and the horses sneezed in the bag, and they put the bag over the next horse.
All right, let's stop right there. Also, what he didn't tell you is about the Van Allen radiation belt. The United States detonated in Operation Fishbowl. Hundreds total were done in different operations, but more than 20 hydrogen bombs, big ones, in the Van Allen radiation belt, trying to, quote, blow a hole through it. And all it did was then damage and weaken the protective field that blocks most of the radiation coming in. I just got chills. You don't just think the people running things did that on their own. Who do you think they're getting information from? There's some fam. So here's the deal. We are an advanced species, though, but at a very primitive level right now. And everyone is understanding this, and this information is spreading right now. And the good news is there's a global awakening, and we're going to beat this together. But the 5G is the extermination grid of you and your family, and it will kill you.
We knew early on that COVID-19 was an engineered bioweapon. But again, people say, oh, then it must be the most deadly thing ever. No, it does clearly kill people. But if you're going to release a bioweapon for fear and to bankrupt an economy and cause panic, and to run folks off the edge of a cliff in a giant artificial stampede, you want to know the real trajectory. Kill a bunch of old people. Kill people that are deficient. Kill people that are already sick. Get rid of folks the globalists don't even want anyways, but scare everybody else you want to control into submission. And that's what's going on. So people get confused by the paradox of, you say it's a real virus, you say it's serious, but you say don't panic and don't shut the economy down. Exactly. Because if you do that, they're going to keep releasing bioweapons over and over again because it works so well on the public. Most people are starting to wake up, but we have to understand that pressure is being put on Trump to basically keep the economy shut for another 6 months to a year. We'll be in a depression long before then. We've got to go back to work. I don't want to sit here and say, see, I told you so. So people say, oh, Alex Jones is so smart. Oh, he's so great. I can care less about that. I want you to understand that back in mid-January, during the whole fake impeachment fiasco and the rest of it, I was pointing out that the big issue would be the next move, the next attack the globalists were going to launch. They knew they didn't have the votes back then. And I said it would be an attack on the economy because criminals love to brag. And they were telegraphing the entire thing. And now here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Our economy shut down for over a month. Certain depression if it continues for more than a month and a half or so. Maybe even shorter. And Americans have failed the test. They have gotten into the fear. They've enjoyed not going into work. It's been a new drama. And the globalists are saying, hell, let's destroy their way of life forever. Let's kill their confidence and give them a depression. People better wake up now.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
This ad will only run for a couple days because it's about to sell out. I notice, hey, we had a lot of Prostagard. People love it. We've got a lot of it. Why is it suddenly almost sold out? And I went, oh, my gosh, it's an incredible formula, not just for the prostate, the saw palmetto that's on record for helping that. It's got everything, vitamin D, a big dose of that, a big dose of zinc, a big dose of selenium, copper, chromium, and a bunch of other stuff. This is the perfect formula for what's going on right now. And it's about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com, and I want you to have it so that after all this craziness passes, it becomes a normal regimen in your life, because this is something, in my view, you need every day. Get it right now, Prostagard at InfoWarsStore.com. And whatever you do, please warn others that Mother Nature has given us a lot of things that really help boost our overall health and wellness.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Massive breaking news happening in live time. I remember 14, 15 years ago when Google put out a prospectus to shareholders saying, we're now using the microphones that are on computers and the webcams to listen and watch people with AI. And then we do advertisements targeting them. We hear a dog barking, then we put dog food ads on there. Well, think of all the nefarious uses of that. Now, it was in the New York Times, a couple of years ago. Oh, Comey says he covers up the webcam on his computer. And then, of course, people saw Zuckerberg's office and it was covered up. I first said that 20 years ago, you should cover it up. But here's the point. We knew from the Samsung, you buy a new Samsung TV or any of them, and it says, we sell the audio of inside your house to third parties. Watch what you say. And then it turns out Netflix does it and announced it last year. And then last week, the California state government and others told their employees, turn your web assistants off, like Alexa and all the rest of them, and Google Assistant, because hackers and other governments and people are listening to you. Well, what's really listening is AI. What's really listening is AI. I got a frantic call from my wife at 9 a.m. this morning, and she said, oh, my God, I was just talking to my family about 5G and how it's dangerous, and I just got a Twitter message saying 5G is not bad for you. It's not giving you the coronavirus. I forgot about that. Yeah, there's Bloomberg. Bloomberg saying, turn off your assistants if you're a government worker or a key person. This is incredible. They've done this to us, but now they want to tell their people, turn it off. But it's your phone is the original one doing it. I told people 20 years ago that it was in the Telecommunications Act of 96 to do just this. AI small business startup Hello Alice launches Business for All campaign with influencers like Gwyneth Paltrow and others. So, what happened during the break earlier? Friday, April 3rd, 11:22. Dr. McCam shot, please. And then we'll also show your Twitter on screen for folks. Rob, one of the great switchers and producers in there, he was sent this message. And what does it say? News for you. No, 5G isn't causing coronavirus. Look up Twitter. They got caught 5 years ago. Activating microphone. They're listening to you. AI's listening and heard all the discussion about it in there. And AI sent him a message. You understand now. This technology could be neutral, but it's not. It's all built by this breakaway civilization. This is a revolution. Just like Westerners showed up with firearms and all the rest of it. And it is true that Westerners, it's in British field manuals, British communications from the French and Indian War, to give smallpox blankets, that the troops that had smallpox, to the natives who had never experienced it before, so it would kill almost everybody. It might kill 1% of our people back then, but it would kill 90% of the natives. Bioweapon. Now, there's Wired Magazine. 5G smartphones cause cancer. Big Wireless is what you know. That was before the total media takeover. That was a few years ago. Now, they're trying to spin it. Now they tell you, oh, it isn't. No, it doesn't cause coronavirus. It pushes it into the cell, and you can type in studies about 1G, 2G, 3G, 4G, 5G. You know, the earlier Gs are actually stronger, but they got to go further distances so they're not hammering you when you're a quarter mile away. But when you're around 5G that is going to blanket the entire nation, it's already, in fact, let's put a map on screen for TV viewers of AT&T. I went to AT&T this morning, clicked on what their current coverage is, and it's almost every road in Austin. And by the end of the year, it'll be all of Austin. But all the major roads, you are completely hammered. If you look at maps of where you have 5G, you see that on screen. And then you see the map of where you have all the coronavirus. You say, well, that's anecdotal. Those are the big cities. The point is we have the studies about the immunity. And next hour, I'm going to go over all this in great detail with the documents themselves. But there's the real news. And by the way, here it is. Coronavirus. This is silicon.co.uk. Google releases location data to help authorities check lockdowns. Yeah, that's right. When you have a lockdown and you don't have your approval to leave, you're going to get a Google app starting next year. It's official. In China, they chose the state-controlled Alibaba, their Amazon. There's going to be approved corporations you get your app with or a government app. And then it tells you when you can go out and what you can do. Just like they've been teaching school children for 15 years in the UK with the popular cartoon called Megapolis. And for people that were in elementary school seeing this 15 years ago, who are now 20 and becoming police officers, it's totally normal. They're an enforcer in Megapolis, and they've got robot helpers that'll kill you if you don't do what they say. And I've got a stack of news on that. RoboCop enforces coronavirus lockdown. Germans snitch on neighbors, flouting virus rules, an echo of the Stasi past. Residents snitch on businesses, neighbors amid shutdowns. Snitches get rewards. And all the real snitches are all the big tech apps listen to you in live time, and it's a Word document. And when it hits a certain level of hearing about 5G causing coronavirus, it spits out the disinfo that it's causing it. No, it's exacerbating it. In all the studies, lowers your immune system, helps viruses. Just look. Cell phone radiation lowers immunity, helps viruses. You get all the big studies. But see, Twitter's listening to you. They're the super class. They're the breakaway civilization. It's like the big steel beast showing up in the middle of Nebraska, you know, 160 years ago, and the Indians tried to shoot arrows at it, but they bounced off. And that's the sick, evil attitude of the big tech owners with the slave factories in China and all the evil, because they're the anointed ones. They're gay, too. You know, they're Tim Cook. They're allowed to because they deserve it. They're good. They're selfish. They're the super class. And they're breaking away from all of us. Who needs mothers? Who needs fathers? We can be a beautiful dragon, as one Google high-level official said, and everyone had to say, you are a beautiful dragon. He said, I am a beautiful golden building. And they all chant, you're a beautiful golden building. Jim Jones couldn't get his people to do that. And they're just the folks helping sweep humanity out, but they're not bringing Christianity or things. You could argue that was, you know, bad for the natives. No, they're bringing death in the post-human world and telling you that. I'm going to play the rest of the medical doctor where he gets into 5G and he gets into the facts that your body has to calibrate every time there's a new major electromagnetic system come in. And if you imagine what it's like to go from dark to super bright just with your eyes, well, imagine going out of 3G, 4G, 5G areas into 6G is already coming in, and you're just being fried constantly, and your children are, and they put 5G in California on schools, and then suddenly 10% of the kids would get cancer. I got newscasts. They would remove them. That's why they hide them. We're going to show you trees dying. And all over the world, people are starting to burn the 5G masks. They're shooting them. They're tearing them down. And just they think you're dumb. And they're going to lionize everybody when you have cancer and you're dying. And never say, why has everybody got cancer all of a sudden? Because they're just slowly getting you used to all of it. They're murdering you with pleasure. And Bill Gates and all of them have redoubts in the countryside. Zuckerberg, all of them. They don't stay in cities. And they're getting little towns to pass laws. No 5G, no 4G, because they're there. They've all got wired. I mean, if you're at these globalist houses, I talk to folks that are in them, they're secure. They go, yeah, Jones, you're right. They've all got super fast fiber optic, way better than 5G, 6G. They all plug into fiber optic. Then they'll have a satellite uplink to a satellite in the backyard. High power. They don't get their kids near this. The inventor of Apple, the creator of Apple. Steve Jobs wouldn't let his children have the iPad. He said, hell no, it brain damages them. You can also fight back with nutrients and vitamins and minerals where your body can kick these viruses out. But how do you kick the electromagnetic radiation out, ladies and gentlemen? We're all being murdered. And it's a fact. And I'm going to lay it all out next hour with the scientists, with the news clips, with the proof, with all of it. And I want to remind all the people that attack this broadcast. We'll take it off air. You're getting murdered, too, by your globalist bosses. And you're only pretending mentally that you're on the winning team. You're on the losing team. Because the globalists may be able to kill this body and play God, but there is a higher order. And all of you that have joined this satanic anti-human operation are going to be punished because your spirit is eternal.
When the globalist and the mainstream media and the big box stores zig, we zag. They've all been raising prices on high-quality nutraceuticals and supplements because people are doing their own research and grabbing them off the shelves. Well, guess what? We've cut the prices on our best-selling products massively. And despite the fact that our iodine's selling out, X2 just did, X3 is going to 60% off. That's right, folks, even though it's about to sell out. Our amazing Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste with the nano silver, the tea tree oil, and the iodine, it's still 50% off, about to sell out. And then Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, the big multivitamin mineral with pregnenolone and all that zinc, it's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And a bunch of other best-selling items are as well. So get your X3 before it sells out. 60% off. Get your Real Red Pill Plus, 50% off. Get Living Defense, 40% off. DNA Force, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
In a constant search to upgrade your favorite formulas, we brought you a new way to get your B12 with the most effective and expensive form available. Ultra 12 uses methylcobalamin, a powerful way to get pure energy support for those serious about getting the B12 they need to fight deficiency and reach their peak. The results are simple. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, help the body produce energy and blood cells, and support healthy nerve and brain cells. We're bringing Ultra 12 down 40% to make sure you get this product before we run out. Now you can finally upgrade your daily routine. Get Ultra 12 today at 40% off to support the InfoWars store and experience true B12 power.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
emergency 5G news briefing now live. Secret rollout of 5G systems nationwide confirmed. I haven't gotten all the news. I'm going to hit all the news next segment, and then I'm going to get into the emergency global news briefing for 45 minutes, coming up in about 15 minutes. Let's go back to medical doctor Thomas Kalman, where he's laying out that it's poisons in the environment and electromagnetic poisoning that has been linked directly to the cells being more easily affected and bombarded by viruses that themselves are a disgorgement of toxins from the mitochondria of our species and many others. Here it is.
To that. In 1968, there was the Hong Kong flu, and it was the first time the Earth has a protective layer in the Van Allen belt, which essentially integrates the cosmic fields from the sun and the Earth, from the moon and Jupiter, et cetera, integrates that and essentially distributes that to the living beings of the Earth. And we put satellites emitting radioactive frequencies in the Van Allen belt. Within 6 months, we had a new viral pandemic. Why viral? Because the people are poisoned. They excrete toxins. They look like viruses. People think it's a flu epidemic. In the 1918, the epidemic, the Boston Health Department decided to investigate the contagiousness of this. So they, believe it or not, took hundreds of people with the flu and they sucked the snot out of their nose and injected it into the healthy people who didn't have the flu, and not one time could they make the next person sick. They did this over and over again, and they were not able to demonstrate contagion. They even did it with horses who apparently got the Spanish flu, and they put bags over their head, and the horses sneezed in the bag, and they put the bag over the next horse, and not one horse got sick. You can read about this in a book called The Invisible Rainbow by Arthur Furstenberg, who chronicles all the steps in the electrification of the Earth and how within 6 months there was a new flu pandemic all over the world. And when you hear the normal explanations, how did it go from Kansas to South Africa in 2 weeks so the entire world got the symptoms at the same time, in spite of the fact that the mode of transportation was horseback and boats, and there's no explanation for it. They just say, we don't know how that happened. But when you think about it, with these radio waves and other frequencies that some of you have in your pocket and on your wrist, you can send a signal to Japan and it arrives instantaneously. So any of you who don't believe, there is an electromagnetic field that communicates globally within seconds, just is not paying attention to this. And I will only finish by pointing out that there has been a dramatic and quantum leap in the last 6 months with the electrification of the Earth. And I'm sure a lot of you know what that is. It's called 5G, where they now have 20,000 radiation-emitting satellites, just like the radiation-emitting thing in your pocket and on your wrist and that you use all the time. That is not compatible with health. I'm sorry to say it. It's not compatible with health. That is a water destructuring device. And for any of you who say, yeah, well, we're not electrical beings. We're just physical matter. Then don't bother doing an EKG or an EEG or a nerve conduction test, because we are electrical beings and the chemicals are
all right, let's
only
stop there. I'm going to come back into the last couple minutes on the other side and then get into the news and the reports. But, you know, you have the olfactory, that's the nose. You have the auditory. The nose picks up smell, chemicals, things in the environment. Your ear picks up sound waves. Okay, then you have taste and touch. These are the ways you see the universe. Well, imagine the electromagnetic stuff going on. You think a dog whistle's bad? Some of us have that higher level hearing. I do. If I just dog whistle, I don't really hear it. It just irritates me because it's at that level. My grandmother had that. I guess it's a genetic thing. We can hear really high frequency. Well, imagine your body's picking all this up. It's like bang, bong, bing, bang, bong, bing, bang. Just all this hitting the cells. And the globalists know damn well they've tested it all, and they're just torturing the hell out of everybody.
Listen, there's a show from PBS called It's Okay to Be Smart. So everyone who's been smart and has been put down for it and persecuted, it's okay to finally be smart.
That's right. There's not two sexes, and families are bad, and the right thing to do is to sterilize your son so he doesn't become an evil warmonger. I mean, a lot of feminists are saying we should have the government pass laws that male embryos are killed. But what's better and more reformed and more humanitarian is just to convince them when they're 5 years old to have their testicles chopped off. And again, global warming's real. We got to pay Lord Rothschild all of our money, and the pandemic's all real. We've got to be locked up in our houses. We've got to use the language the universities say. We're not a cult or anything. Oh, no. No, we're not. We're good people. We're good people that went to these corporate systems that didn't brainwash us. No, no. They enlightened us how to censor and how to rule and how to control.
The Earth is in the midst of a great evolution. But not all evolution is towards stronger and smarter and more virtuous. This is a de-evolution, an entropy accelerated artificially, a mass culling. Now, I'm going to finish up with this medical doctor laying out historical facts that people get poisoned and they're way more susceptible to viruses, and that the reason we get viruses from our species is that it's known that we then disgorge viruses, and they can also spread through the cells, and then other cells disgorge the viruses as a detoxification process. And so they go find big schools of dolphins that are dead, and the first thing they think is it must be a virus, and they do find a virus in all of them. But then it turns out there was a toxic waste dump, the Exxon Valdez, and that they picked up the chemicals in the food chain from the fish, and that then the viruses could replicate and kill them. You can argue which comes first, the chicken or the egg, but the toxin is always the precursor. And the bacteria are carrying it around. But you see the mainstream media not wanting you to know about zinc, hydroxychloroquine, vitamin C, vitamin D. Why'd they try to block all that? Because they want you absolutely scared, and they want you to get ready. And it was Hunan province that first put in 5G 2 years ago. Now they have 6G. And you can look, type in any search engine. You know, Google will try to bury it, but it's there. Cell phone radiation lowers immunity. All the different types. And helps push viruses into the cells. And it breaks up the DNA in the cells, which causes cancer. And I'm going to show you all the mainstream news admitting that. But I want to finish up with Dr. Thomas Cowan, MD. He's a prestigious guy. And him laying out the fact that 5G is absolutely tied to this. And as we have more artificial electromagnetic radiation, right as the sun burns you, well, this stuff's doing a lot of other things. Here's his conclusion.
Because we are electrical beings, and the chemicals are only the byproduct of those electrical impulses. And I'll finish with, anybody want to make one guess as to where the first completely blanketed 5G city in the world was? Exactly. So when you start thinking about this, we are in an existential crisis here, folks, the likes of which humankind has never seen. And I don't want to go all Old Testament prophet on you, but this is something that is unprecedented. The putting of 100,000 satellites in the very blanket of the earth. And by the way, as I was going to say earlier, this actually has something to do with the vaccine question. And this got brought home to me because about a year ago or so, I had a patient who came in who was totally fine, a surfer and all, and then he broke his... He works as an electrician putting in Wi-Fi systems for very wealthy people. Electricians have a very high mortality rate. But he was fine. And then he breaks his arm and he gets a metal plate put in his arm. 3 months later, he couldn't get out of bed and was total, you know, heart irregularities, just total collapse. The susceptibility has to do with how much metal you have in your body, as well as the quality of the water in your cells. So if you start injecting aluminum in people, they become receptors for absorbing increased electromagnetic fields, and that is a perfect storm for the kind of deterioration of the species, which is what we're now experiencing. And I'm just going to finish with one more thing, which I like to, is a quote from Rudolf Steiner. And by the way, this was around 1917, so it was a different time. In times when there were no electrical currents, when the air was not swarming with electrical influences, we're talking 1917, it was easier to be human. For this reason, in order to be human at all today, it is necessary to expend much stronger spiritual capacities than was necessary a century ago. So I'll just leave you with whatever you can do to increase your spiritual capacities, because it's really damn hard to be a human being these days.
So. Now, that's been going massively viral for 2 weeks. Everybody's been trying to get me to play it. I already knew all that. So when people told me to watch it, I just didn't watch it. Now, that's not a form of arrogance. It's that I already know all this, and then I tend to forget that just because we covered this 20 years ago and 10 years ago and 5 years ago, people are ready for it now. And all the studies show that when you have a spiritual connection to the Creator, that's not black magic, lower level energy stuff, and I don't want to get new agey, but just for everybody in general, the studies across the world, people that are positive, that believe in a Creator, that want to do good, that, you know, are connecting to that, who aren't fallen. They live longer. They're happier. They recover 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 times better from illnesses. They're not as sick. And when you say spiritual, it just means you're tying into the energy of the universe and God and saying, help me. Because the globalists know about all this and they're trying to cut you off from God. And the literal transmission, God is the universe, and God created the universe. But we're God's creations, that God is experiencing the universe at another level through. We're not God, but we're made in the image of God, little g. And boy, do the modern preachers and the Catholic Church and the Protestants don't want you to know that. They say that's devil worship. But Jesus said, you don't go to the big synagogue or up on the hill and tell people how close to God you are, thump your chest and be into all these rules and all this stuff. That's the priesthood to keep you from God. You pray to God in the middle of the night on your knees. And you have that connection because the temple's in you. That's Jesus Christ. And then you've got the whole Eastern thing with the yogis and all that. That's another deception. I'm not attacking all those people. The point is that Christ and that cosmology is the accurate information, and the enemy hates it. They hate Jesus. They hate the New Testament, ladies and gentlemen. The Old Testament is a history of what was going on. And man being influenced by God to write those histories, but the New Testament is a whole other animal. And the profane can't even read it or understand it. Only in the last few years when I read it now, it's like, whoa. It's absolute, the code of the universe. And it's real. Christ is real. Jacked into a human body. God came down here. God can't put us through all this and then not do it himself. So that's why they made the movie Avatar. Is there's nobody that are atheists anymore in Hollywood. In fact, there never were, folks. That's just to get you cut off from the bigger universe. You only see a limited spectrum. But you internally in your soul see it all, and can and once you begin to contact that information and ask God to lead, God, and direct you, then it just absolutely opens up. And everything the globalists are doing is about blocking that. I'm not attacking Catholics or Protestants or any of those folks. A lot of great people there, and they get it, and they love Jesus. I'm saying, though, it's all how you're bad and you suck and you got to do what we say to be good, and then political correctness. Instead of you really love God, you're connected to God, you'll start being a good person regardless. And the evil will start not having power over you. You'll still be fleshly. We're all still fallen. But you don't need these big institutions. And they're all going to tell you to take the mark of the beast. They're all telling you to take your vaccines. almost all these churches are shutting down and doing what they're told. The ones that don't get arrested. And I got to hand it to the Muslims. They're not backing down. They're not letting people shut them down. But this is a global martial law system, and the countries all want power, and they all want control, and the billionaires are all getting big bailouts to go along with it. And it is the end of the human era. Post-human era. P-H-E? Post-human era or after-human era? A-H-E? That's what it is. So this is it. This is the end of humanity if you don't stand up and realize it and make the spiritual connection. Because the truth is, as the enemy moves with this, God's power just increased massively pouring in. The Satanists are shaking in fear right now.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's incontrovertible. Humanity is dying. Every metric, every gauge we have shows that we're living shorter lives. We are diseased. Our IQs are plunging and we're ugly. We're falling apart. Big Pharma and the entire globalist operation is a kill grid. And the studies are clear. The average person is in a dreamlike state, a near dreamlike daydream world, programmed by the flicker rates of the televisions and all the screens. We are in a trance, and now they're turning up the power of the ambient electromagnetic radiation, which, again, all the studies conclusively show cause massive cancer and destroy your immune system and push viruses across the cell membrane. We are being murdered, and I've got to tell you, it's very sophisticated and looks non-human. As bad as things are, with now more than half the world population under martial law being directed by the UN, there is a massive awakening happening to the tyranny of Big Pharma and the medical mafia and the forced inoculations and the UN admitting that vaccines are killing people and they've covered it up. And everywhere I go, I am just mobbed by folks on the street now, even in leftist Austin, who used to attack me just a few years ago saying, you were right about 5G. 5G's killing us. I looked it up. It's causing cancer. It destroys immunity. It says that it makes it easier for viruses to attack. People are really starting to wake up, and they know they're under attack at a spiritual and subconscious cellular level. So now, my friends, educate everyone you know. They're ready to listen. They're ready to learn. They're ready to take action. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the InfoWar.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Official, your smartphones, your assistants are listening to you. And if you're talking about 5G lowering your immunity and helping the coronavirus kill you, which is the most viral thing out there ever, people are awakening. It's in the studies. It's true. Suddenly your phone pops up and says it's not true. Happened to Rob, one of the producers, last hour. And we're getting calls and emails. It's happening to other people. People go, is it true? Yes, I showed you Bloomberg. Your cell phones, the assistants are listening to you, and corporate apps are sending messages. They're now going into the phase of drones telling you what to do, robots on the streets, the Garmin and other GPS systems are asking people now when they get in their cars, are you allowed to be driving? And soon you'll have to enter a code to drive, proving you're allowed to. And you say, well, I'll just get an old car. Well, then the cops will know. We've got it unmarked. Just pulling over to make sure. Notice, well, you like, well, it's an old Bronco. I really like it. Well, next year the law goes in, you'll have to retrofit it with a tracker system. You understand it's for our safety, don't you? Yeah, officers, how are your children doing? Well, I had three. Two have died, but it's all right. What they died of? Well, they died. We're not sure. Some of the crazies think it's the vaccines, but, you know, we're standing firm. And that cop will shoot his next kid up and put him in a pine box and piss on it because they're followers. They want to kill their children. That's what Satanists do. Every ancient culture got taken over by the Satan cult, and they build an altar, and they burn their kids. I didn't just use a cop as the bad guy there. I'm saying the enforcers. And so you will die. And your children will die. Because the cancer rates are going straight up. The IQs are going straight down. How long we live is going down. We're being murdered. 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 So I said, and it's the live feed on InfoWars.com, we have emergency news press briefing on what's happening in the world, and I will be a good boy, and I will go to that briefing starting next segment, and I will be judicious, and I will show you all the 5G proof that I've been talking about, not just playing clips of medical doctors telling you about it as well, and we will lay it all out. But, you know, there's another viral video with millions of views online of a 5G executive that I want to play here in a moment. And if you have Reuters or the LA Times or Wired Magazine saying, here's a bunch of studies where 5G gave rats cancer at a huge rate. No one cares about that. But if it's an anonymous guy, then in millions of views and everyone believes it. And then the guy sounds credible and what he's saying's true in the studies. But it's this crazy thing where if it's not totally proven, then everyone, like, hey, that hospital ship has secretly George Soros and Hillary arrested on it. So a guy tries to ram a train in there for Q. And, of course, it's really a hospital ship. See, that's how it works. The totally admitted stuff, like thousands of declassified lethal studies that the U.S. government did on children and minorities and people. Oh, well, no one cares about total admissions of that or total admissions of animal-human clones in China. That's like, we don't even care about that. Or the cancer rates, you know, 10,000 plus percent in children from what it was 60 years ago. No one cares about that. It's all some nebulous thing. Then, and that's what's crazy about this. And I'm trying to figure out human psychology because I just go with the straight facts. And see, people can't deal with that. Hey, there's a Rockefeller Foundation plan 10 years ago to have a coronavirus be released and bring in world government. They use the word authoritarianism and lock everybody in their houses and end the industrial world as we know it and then reduce the population. It's called lockstep. Total proof. But who cares about that, right? Eco-science, written by the White House science czar. saying do all this 40 years ago. Well, let's just go to the whistleblower clip, and then we'll come back with all the documents and the admissions and the total proof, not speculation. But if you want speculation, we'll give it to you. Here it is.
I was the head of the largest business unit at Vodafone, their headquarters in Newbury, between 2013 through 2015. I was privy to a number of the new technologies that were coming down the pipe that was going to be implemented, namely the Internet of Things, and secondly, the 5G technology. What they're doing is spreading it to people via the testing. Sorry to be honest, but that's what's happening. So when you're tested, it gives them an opportunity to contaminate you with the virus because they want to cover up.
By the way, hit pause. I had a stack 2 inches tall yesterday I forgot to bring in. Will you guys pull the stack, please, of mainstream news, mainstream government, mainstream testing firms saying China purposely shipped them contaminated mask and the prick test so we'd give it to you? See, that's the problem is I literally, again, have had family come to me with this video going, this guy says they contaminated the equipment. It's admitted! But see, oh, I don't care about a stack of admissions. Named companies, who got it, who was given it, how they're doing it on purpose, how the World Health Organization's running it for China, how they're bringing back trainloads of dirty masks to give to L.A. and to Dallas and to Boston and New York. And, of course, and then everyone's going to get it. My God, how ridiculous is this getting? But again, and I'm not mad at this guy. I think this is a real video. He sounds very credible, and everything he's saying is true. My thing is, go public! The time for being scared's over! Acting like a bunch of wimps got us in this situation! I'm not going down without a fight! Let's finish it.
5G technology. What they're doing is spreading it to people via the testing. Sorry to be honest, but that's what's happening. So when you're tested, it gives them an opportunity to contaminate you with the virus because they want to cover up the fact that millions of people will die from the excessive radio frequency radiation. So basically, that's what's occurring, unfortunately. So where is this going? Why are they doing this? We know the technological reasons for it. They need a robust, scalable, fast, capable internet that can handle the petadata of information about all of your movements, all of your journeys, all of your banking transactions, your identification, all the CCTV cameras around the world, etc., because they need visibility on what everyone's doing.
And they need it for all the robot cars and robot enforcers, and they want to kill you with it. And then once they track everything, they can kill the underground economy and make living and having children impossible. It's the post-human era. Post-human era, after human era, coined here, but actually globalist battle plans state that basically in that context. Okay, we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and I'm going to be a good boy and cover the news. I'm going to show it all to you and how they're murdering you and your family with pleasure. And everybody, and the trendies all like it. So you go ahead and use social distance. Man, I've been shooting my mouth off at stores everywhere. I'm like, you need zinc. You need vitamin C, you need vitamin D3, and you don't need 5G hammering your ass. And I talk, guy laughing at me, I go, hey, notice your cell phone's in your pocket. I bet you're sterile. And he went, oh, well, how do you know that? Yeah, that happens more. I said, because you fried your balls, baby!
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today, we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey, listen, Alex
Jones and the Resistance are still on air. They're at band.video and InfoWars.com. All you gotta do is go to InfoWars.com/show and you'll find Alex Jones's broadcast live. You'll find Owen Schroer, The War Room, David Knight, and so much more. Special broadcast, films, emergency reports. It's all there. And the globalists have worked around the clock to take them off air, but something's happening. The public has been spreading the word that the forbidden truth lives at InfoWars.com/show and band.video. And it's growing exponentially. And the attempts to censor are only backfiring. But we can supercharge this right now. If all of you listening realize, hey, you know how to find the show, but other people don't. They believe mainstream media that was off the air. So you can override the corporate media, the establishment, all of them at this critical time, and tell folks that the truth lives and is back on air at InfoWars.com.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement. We are selling out of all of our high-quality iodine products at InfoWarsStore.com. The Super Blue toothpaste that has it, along with the Nano Silver, and, of course, the tea tree oil. That is selling out. Still 50% off. We already sold out of the Super Silver toothpaste. Survival Shield X3 in 2-ounce bottles, it'll be sold out within 2 weeks. Already sold out of the X2. But despite that, I'm going to sell it out at 60% off. Never offered this for that, because I want you to see how amazing it is just in general everyday life, not even during these insane crises. Research it for yourself and get your Super Blue toothpaste and your X3 while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products with thousands of five-star reviews, and they fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. X3, 60% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and Super Blue, 50% off.
You have to look really hard at mainstream television news and print media and mainstream establishment media news sites to find it. I did extensive searches online with different search engines. I did a bunch of research looking at different TV archives, and I couldn't find hardly anything except a couple local news stories with medical doctors on there talking about zinc, 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 the element on the periodic table that is essential to life. And that is the most antiviral natural compound out there in thousands and thousands of studies by the most prestigious universities, including big studies on the coronavirus family. So do yourself a favor. Search engine zinc and antiviral. Three words, zinc antiviral. Zinc antiviral. Do yourself a favor. Zinc antiviral.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be.
Merle Haggard put this out a few years before he died. He was a listener.
What I love.
Never got a chance to meet him, though.
Someone bright enough to see.
Yeah. That aluminum dioxide is key to get into your cells so they can program you. And it's all in the studies. They're just doing it to us. Again, equations in 1898 by Max Planck were then used, and credit was given to Albert Einstein for whatever reason, but that's in the history books, for the atomic bomb and the Manhattan Project. That's 1898 equations for atomic bombs. What do you think's going on in 2020? Designer geoengineered climates, designer viruses. I don't get up here and say all this horrible stuff to demoralize people. I say it believing you're going to want to stand up to it and say no. And we're seeing a huge awakening. I'm not just being positive here. Everyone I know says everyone they know is talking about 5G and saying it is making the virus worse. And then you look up the studies, it does. And everyone is looking up how all over the place they put them on schools and how during this rollout, they're secretly putting them in schools and not even telling people. And so folks are going out and showing these hospitals on the news that they say are full. They show up. They show up at the hospital minutes after sometimes, and there's no one there. It's all fake. That's why you'll say the hospital's full. Everyone's dying. And they'll show like two people in masks and protective gear at a door, never a wide shot of the line. And they're doing it over and over again, but they announce that there's record deaths and it's the worst ever. And it's an absolute hype. If 100,000 die, that's terrible, but the flu kills 80,000 sometimes. If you run down them in nerve gas in World War I and are starving to death and zinc deficient, yeah. Almost all people that died were troops. There was food rationing here as well. But I'm digressing. What I'm getting at here is, ladies and gentlemen, is that they know 5G and 4G and 3G gives you cancer, and the evidence is all there. And they know that it lowers your immune system, and they tell you there's too many people, we got to get rid of them. That's the main message of Bill Gates. Until he's, oh, I'll take your shot, I don't want one old person to die. And now the Australian Prime Minister says, you're not leaving your houses for 6 months. Or until a vaccine is available, get used to it. We'll play that clip in a moment. He says, I'm going to be honest with you. But let's go ahead in this AI war, because they've totally turned the AI on through all the devices. Just try sending text messages to somebody about, look at these articles about coronavirus and 5G. And you will get text messages back from Twitter or Apple or Google, depending on what service you're using, on your phone. And we'll tell you that's not true. It's now happening. Everybody's freaked. They're going, whoa, they are. Yeah, they told you they're listening. You're not just watching what you type. They're listening to you. You go, but that's criminal. That's no, you put up with it. So now they're going to tell you stay in your house. And now they're going to take your job. And now they're going to forcibly inoculate you. And they're going to kill you. It'll take 5-10 years to do it, but until you admit I'm right and that all these other experts are right and that this is real, there's no hope. You know, at the end of World War II, you can debate how many people Hitler killed, but he did start World War II. He did invade Russia. He did attack England. He did do all that stuff. And he did round up and kill a bunch of people. And I had family that was in World War II in Italy and in Germany, grandfathers and others that saw it, and piles of dead bodies. A lot of them died from disease. Blackbirds everywhere eating people's eyeballs. Horrible stuff. But we heard on the news at World War II that, well, the Germans didn't know that Hitler was doing all this. And people said, oh, there's no way they didn't know that there was a death camp right next door. But no, they actually didn't. They've interviewed them. Because it was compartmentalized and people were delusional about their government. And you can have stuff going on right next to somebody and they don't know it because you're not going to say, oh, they're not killing little kids at that military base over there. No way. Why, my father was in the German army in World War I, and there's no way us Germans would do something like that. But it turns out all these governments and groups do it. And Xi Jinping admires Hitler, Stalin, and Mao on record, and he's taught his people to hate us, to try to unify them. So I want to get into the news ahead of the guests popping on, but I just want to tell you something right now. The decision has been made to cull the population, and they're not going to send tanks to kill you because the military wouldn't do it. They're going to send electromagnetic radiation and viruses. They're going to pose as the saviors while they herd you into the cities, shut down your real economy, and enslave you. Because there's two different camps, those that want a pro-human expansion and those that want a post-human era. And that's the reality. And so when I get up here and go, look at the Wall Street Journal admitting that Jeffrey Epstein, Bill and Melinda Gates, Ted Turner, Warren Buffett, George Soros, and all of them meet to hatch a plan for depopulation 15 years ago, and they call them heroes on ABC News, and the Wall Street Journal and the London Guardian. You know, in 12 Monkeys, it's a crazy guy at a bioweapons lab that gets it out to depopulate because he thinks he's part of an animal rights group, thinks there's too many humans. That's based on Peter Singer and PETA. It's really a eugenics cult. That's fiction, though. In the real world, they're in the Guardian saying, we just met for a week at a secret location in New York to decide how to have a world government to lower the population and save the planet. And we think about 500 million is the number. And people read that in newspapers, and they feel like they're an elitist. Well, obviously, I won't be killed during this. Good, yes, there are too many poor people. You're reading your newspaper. Get what I'm saying, folks? You know, let's say you're a writer at BuzzFeed or the New York Times. You feel like you're part of the establishment. You're a leftist, and what matters is, you know, the class system and helping the poor and all that. You know that's all control systems. You know you don't care about the poor. And you're an idiot. You're all being laid off. You're all going to have a guaranteed income. But with that's going to come giving up your humanity and taking forced inoculations and then not shooting your mouth off when, oh, gee, you've got cancer. And now you're going to die. The honeymoon's over. It's all over for the unknown soldier. I've done an hour and 41 minutes, and I'm not plugged once. And if we don't, we won't be here. Plus, these are products you need. I keep telling you, you want to get storable food, that they're running out of food, that there is going to be prices going up. If there's price controls, there just won't be food because folks won't be able to afford to get it to market. Food prices have gone up. Despite that, our supplier now has more food, and they're not raising prices, even though their prices were up 10% for them 6 weeks ago, up to 20% now. They are not going up, but they're going to have to halt food sales again. You order now, you'll get your food. Infowarsstore.com. But they're going to have to pause it again probably in a week or so because the sales are exploding and they can only, they opened up two more factories. But we had to stop sales for 2 weeks. Get your orders in now. Infowarsstore.com. And here's all the articles. Price controls mean shortages even during pandemics. And it's a big article on that. It's up on Infowars.com. I also suggest that you get Vitamin Mineral Fusion for you and your children with all the vitamins, the minerals, the zinc, all of it goes together. And that's at a dose that your children can take. Real Red Pill, Red Pill Plus is for adults. Very powerful. I would definitely get that for yourselves. It's all of it's 50% off. And X3 sold out. X3 is going to sell out in about 2 weeks. I said, you know what? Let's go to 60% off instead of 40. And they're like, we're going to sell it even quicker. Exactly. I want to go down during this crisis, even though I'm guaranteed to sell out of it and we won't have it for months. You better get your X3 right now while you still can. X3, Deep Earth, Iodine, and more.
BioPQQ. Research that. Look into it for yourself. Big Brother and the globalists don't want you to. CoQ10. Oh, you probably want to spend some time researching CoQ10. And then research DNA Force Plus and the types that we have in here. Very best forms of PQQ and CoQ10. And then a whole bunch of other natural ingredients from Mother Nature that are known to supercharge it all. This is our best-selling overall formula. And I told listeners at the end of last year that we can't sell products at 50% off anymore because there's not enough markup in them to fund our operations. But because of what's happening and going on in the world right now, really want everybody who hasn't used or tried or enjoyed the benefits of DNA Force Plus to have DNA Force Plus for yourself and your family. DNA Force Plus now, 50% off.
We knew early on that COVID-19 was an engineered bioweapon. But again, people say, oh, then it must be the most deadly thing ever. No. It does clearly kill people. But if you're going to release a bioweapon for fear and to bankrupt an economy and cause panic, and to run folks off the edge of a cliff in a giant artificial stampede, you want to know the real trajectory. Kill a bunch of old people. Kill people that are deficient. Kill people that are already sick. Get rid of folks the globalists don't even want anyways, but scare everybody else you want to control into submission. And that's what's going on. So people get confused by the paradox of you say it's a real virus, you say it's serious, but you say don't panic and don't shut the economy down. Exactly. Because if you do that, they're going to keep releasing bioweapons over and over again because it works so well on the public. Most people are starting to wake up, but we have to understand that pressure is being put on Trump to basically keep the economy shut for another 6 months to a year. We'll be in a depression long before then. We've got to go back to work.
I don't want to sit here and say, see, I told you so. So people say, oh, Alex Jones is so smart. Oh, he's so great. I could care less about that. I want you to understand that back in mid-January, during the whole fake impeachment fiasco and the rest of it, I was pointing out that the big issue would be the next move, the next attack the globalists were going to launch. They knew they didn't have the votes back then. And I said it would be an attack on the economy because criminals love to brag. And they were telegraphing the entire thing. And now here we are, ladies and gentlemen, with our economy shut down for over a month, certain depression, if it continues for more than a month and a half or so, maybe even shorter. And Americans have failed the test. They have gotten into the fear. They've enjoyed not going into work. It's been a new drama. And the globalists are saying, hell, let's destroy their way of life forever. Let's kill their confidence and give them a depression. People better wake up now.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Oh, there's a globalist plan. We ain't in it. I ain't trusting the globalists. I ain't trusting their plan.
The Republic. From I have a plan for them. Foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I got a plan for them. We're going to cut their little cancer out with information warfare and the truth. We've already planted the seeds that their program will never succeed. Because as they roll it out, everyone sees it unfold exactly as we said. Everyone will have that moment of truth when Darth Vader throws Emperor Palpatine down the reactor shaft. All right, let's get into it right now. I probably got 200 articles here in studies, so let's just start at the beginning. Why the coronavirus pandemic may fast forward 5G adoption in the U.S. CNBC. Because now you're not going to go to school and work pretty much ever again, except for gatherings when it's authorized by the big tech giants that Google now runs, tracking you in real time. We told you that was happening. Now it's announced your location services. So that's just one article. And they're now admit during this time, they just so happen to have all of it ordered and ready. And they are what people on the internet see and hear. They're putting in 5G with cops acting all paranoid. We have those videos coming up next hour. Well, I actually went and looked it up and found out they are putting in 5G there. But see, that's how the public is. They just go up and say, I heard this, and the cops lied to them and kind of grabbing their guns. Like, who are you? You don't ask about that. That we keep that secret. That's a little present for your children called death. Ah! But see, he's not even thinking that. He's just doing his job. During shutdown, 5G being installed covertly in U.S. schools, Department of Education. That was an op-ed news article, and it links to the Department of Education admitting it. It's a big, lengthy article. So see, it's not speculation. There's viral videos of folks going out and asking questions. And that's good. And they go, I know you're putting in 5G. And the cops all go, how do you know that? Who are you? You're not supposed to know that. So it's just insane. DPS proposes putting 5G cell towers on roughly 30 schools. Some parents aren't happy. That's the Denver Channel. And I showed you this article because they fought back and they said, fine, we'll put it out by the football field so it's not right over their little heads. A mobile phone mast was relocated due to local concerns about school cancer cases. That's right. They had a whole bunch of cancers all of a sudden, brain cancer, skin cancers, and, you know, and some death at the school there. You can look that up. Glendale school parks could become non-preferred zones for 5G devices. Yeah, folks aren't putting up with it. Oh, but don't worry. The Houston Chronicle has an article. Don't fall for the coronavirus 5G syndrome hoax on Facebook. That's right. It says microwaves and radiation and all of it doesn't hurt you. And they say 5G doesn't create the virus. Well, of course, it doesn't create the virus. It lowers your damn immunity. But they always misrepresent. So believe the Houston Chronicle. Hey, how about you put all the 5G on top of the Houston Chronicle building? See how that turns out for you. Just stay away from the damn kids, okay? Houston Chronicle defends convicted pedophiles having drag queen story time with your children. Remember that. You talk about pure evil. And, of course, parents are now hiring their own investigators and finding illegal levels. Oh, yeah, all this is illegal because it's about killing your ass. Unnamed 5G whistleblower claims that people are being infected. Why do you go with the unnamed? You can show the articles and the admissions it lowers immunity. I will. But first, let's go to this. 5G tower last night set on fire in Birmingham, England, and it's happening more and more. Let's roll that video. They make them look like trees. And they're in power poles, they're in light poles, and all over the world people are showing them where trees are totally healthy, and they put one in next to it, the tree dies. Or just around the area close to it dies. In fact, let's show you more footage where they put 5G in all over England of the lamppost that is admittedly the 5G, also has cameras and microphones hidden in it. We've had the engineers that put them in on the show. And notice the tree that was just alive a year before is now dead by the pole. And again, for radio listeners, you go to InfoWars.com/show to see the video posted. Here it is.
Not a very good looking tree. Ball of box falling off. All on the left-hand side. Look on the left-hand side of that tree. Look on the right-hand side. That's all right. Yeah. Right, well, look at the right-hand side of the tree. Look at the flower. Look at the bushes. Look at the green bushes. Yeah. Very nice. Look at the left-hand side. Dead. Do you know why? Because that's right next to it. Look at this. Have you seen anything like that in your life? It's got a light right there. The transmitter on the top. Now, how is that? Explain that. The right-hand side of the tree that's not next to the transmitter, the grown away from it, is okay. I mean, look at this. Look how shocking. Look at all the bark falling off. All dead. Totally dead. Far too close.
But you can say that's anecdotal until I show you the studies. Plants, animals, everything. And let's explain something. These are super high-powered up close. And they're going to put up 6 million of them in phase one in the U.S. People go, oh, the Chi-Coms are used to spy. Oh, that too, because it beams into everything. The Eye of Sauron sees all. But it's medical doctors we played last hour breaking down how it's giving people cancer and what it's doing. Now let's start going through these. Wuhan was the province where 5G was rolled out. Now the center of the deadly virus. Major university studies. Wuhan City has about 10,000 5G base stations. 5G network coming to Wuhan. That's from 3 years ago. China's first 5G campus network trial in Wuhan 2 years ago. 5G smartphones cause cancer. Big Wireless doesn't want you to know. Wired Magazine 2 years ago. Health experts question federal study linking cell phones to brain tumors.
Oh, you know, the experts from the phone company say, don't worry.
Cancer risk from cell phone use is still a matter of study, LA Times. Study of cell phone risk finds some evidence of link to cancer, at least in male rats. Huawei installs 5G network in Wuhan Hospital. Ah. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. Is 5G technology dangerous?
Oh, early studies show it does increase cancer, LA Times. But so what? Don't discriminate against cancer. It deserves to grow in you and to be in you till you die.
Why the coronavirus pandemic may fast forward 5G adoption.
Oh, yes.
China's ambitious 5G push. China is launching its 5G network ahead of schedule. And it goes on. Huawei and ZNet with contracts to build 200,000 5G base stations in the U.S. EMF and your immune system. Big studies. Just look it up yourself and what it does. Scientists and doctors warn of potential serious health effects of 5G. Other big study. 5G, the end of all things. Health impacts of electromagnetic radiation. Five terrifying realities of my job as a cell tower climber. We have no research to believe 5G is safe. Scientific America, don't listen to them. The flu and microwave sickness share some of the same symptoms. Why 5G cell towers are more dangerous. Get the facts. 5G wireless communications and health effects. Big studies. And it goes on and 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 on. But don't worry, they have smart city ecosystem frameworks and new bubble cities they're building for us. Fears 5G weapon systems in UK streets after conspiracy theorists takes apart light toward the engineers that put them in. They've actually got little weapon points on them that fire burst. And he built systems for MI6, and he explains. And I showed it to my dad, who's an engineer, and again, won a contest when he was like 15, and got a laser sent to him to see if he can construct it. Point is that it's exactly what it is. It's a particle beam. But it's not like Star Wars where you go, the guy goes, ooh, and it shoots through him. You just get hit with lots of little bursts as you drive. You know, you're the person they want to target. They geolocate. You're driving by on a bike or you're in your car, and it just hits you. You get hit maybe a couple hundred times, a couple thousand times, then you get cancer and die. So you just drive along, and they've all got little lasers, but they're particle beams. It's not visual light. It's just, love you, die, liberal. And again, I joke about this because I go crazy and start screaming and breaking things. I'm so upset about this. Okay, you understand? Particle beam weapons. And they just shoot holes through your DNA. And your body just is getting blasted. They're like, you do not need vitamin C. You do not need zinc. You do not need clean water. Fluoride is good. Your children need to die. It's loving. It's liberal. Let me get into more of the studies, though, and all the big 5G news breaking. So let me tell everyone, yes, they're putting it in the schools while they're closed. Yes, it was all ready. Yes, it's all confirmed. Department of Energy, giant rollout, stealth attack, rise of the machines. It's here. So speak out, sue them, remove them, or slowly die. Soft kill weapons kill you slowly, kill you quietly.
Do yourself a favor and fund the InfoWar at the same time. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and read about the ingredients of the highest quality, like black walnut and others, that are in this baby. And then read some of those reviews for yourself. And then don't just believe InfoWars. Go out online at major nutrition sites and others and look at the studies for yourself. Go out and engage in your First Amendment right to research, your First Amendment right to tell others about the incredible compounds God has given us through Mother Nature. Living Defense is at InfoWarsStore.com, sold out for 4 months, now back in stock. For a limited time, get 40% off. People are doing their own research, and they're getting Living Defense at 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got our great Super Blue toothpaste, a bestseller for 5 years, with the Nano Silver, the Tea Tree, and the Iodine. It's selling out, still 50% off. And the Iodine's selling out. The X3, it's 60% off, because I want you to experience how amazing it is. One of the products that I'm very proud of, I don't talk enough about, because there's so many amazing essential oils and ingredients in it, it takes a long time to break down the product because it's a complex product. A lot of the sprays you put in your mouth, your throat, and lungs are really thin. It's a little bit of alcohol, maybe one or two essential oils. Not our lung cleanse. It's got a long list of the highest quality essential oils and ingredients in it. You take a few sprays in your mouth, lightly inhale, and it just does so much for me when I've got allergies or when my throat is tired. It's just very, very soothing, and it's just one more thing for you and your family to have in your arsenal during these insane times. So get your lung cleanse discounted at InfoWarsStore.com and get yourself and your family prepared while at the same time funding the InfoWar, a total 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, in the old days, the Russians and the KGB or the FSB or the CIA here, French intelligence did it too. It's, you know, on History Channel. They would just have a little tablet of highly radioactive material, and they'd put it under your car seat. And then you'd drive your car around for about a month, and then they'd go take the little cube out, the little tablet out. You know, they'd be wearing lead gloves and stuff. And you'd get liver cancer and testicular cancer and lung cancer and bone cancer, you know, in a couple of months, 6 months. Or you might just start bleeding out your ass till you die. Liberals loving. Just enjoy yourselves. But now, I forgot about that engineer we had on. It's confirmed. I showed it to engineers. They said, yeah, that's what that is. It shouldn't be on there. Little particle beams. They got little accelerators in there. So when they charge it up, it's got a power supply twice what it should be, of course. Because remember, everything you're given really has another use. It's like the Doppler radar. Remember, I had an engineer, a fellow I knew, he freaked out and moved to Montana. And he was installing the Doppler radar under that federal grant 20 years ago. And he said, Alex, they're running 10 times the power to it. And he says they ionize the atmosphere with the chemtrails. I thought he was crazy. I just couldn't believe it. Later, like 5 years later, it was in the Daily Mail. Dubai makes the desert green by spraying aluminum dioxide out of aircraft. And then they have these antenna arrays that are radar, Doppler radar, but they're more powerful, and they fire up into the nuclei and form water droplets and rain on the desert. And I tried to get that guy's number. I tried to find it, tried to get him on. But he quit as an engineer and just totally, I mean, because he's there mounting weapon systems. I mean, I remember in 1996, under federal law, they put an updated EAS system in all the radio stations, and I worked in two stations. And there was this old radio engineer who actually blew his head off a couple years later when they fired me. It wasn't because they fired me, but he blew his head off right after that. Nice guy named Kevin. He was a veteran, really smart guy. And he brought me in there and showed me the manual, and he said, you're not even supposed to show other than the station owners, managers, and people the manual. And he showed it to me. He said, I don't care. Go ahead and copy the manual, everything. Just don't tell him I didn't give it to you. And he goes, wait a few months, he put it out. Because he was about to leave that job. I didn't know he was suicidal. And it was restricted. And I put it on TV. It's in my Police State 2000 film. And it was how now the radio stations were run by the satellites and by these radio transmitters that FEMA puts up that take control of your station. So when you hear that brank, 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 that's the codes going into the machine. Kind of like the codes they'd send to submarines or, you know, to bombers to, you know, to drop nukes. They don't just send the crew up with the codes. Once they get over near target, then they transmit codes if they want to attack. Same system. And I went on air and told people, and the public didn't believe me. Now it's all out in the open, the internet kill switch. Obama put it all in. And I didn't know if it was that or when I exposed the Sign of the Atlantic cable box another engineer gave me, I tore that open because engineers cared. They were bringing me stuff, not just the guy at the place, other words. And they literally sent, it happened a couple times, people to physically attack me to shut up about that. It didn't go the way they thought it would. But that's America, folks, okay? So that was 24 years ago, 25 years ago. 24 years ago. And just think about, everybody knows that's true now, just like everything else. And now they're killing you, and they think it's funny. But there's towns everywhere that the elites are moving to that have regulations, like in West Virginia, that no radiation's allowed. And so we're going to be able to stop these people because they're going to kill so many folks that nobody's going to put up with it. We have a special guest joining us, and I didn't get into all the studies. And all of it, but we're going to get to it now, and just the insanity of it all. And I'm doing a special emergency broadcast this Saturday, and I've been doing these when I say I will now, 4 to 6 p.m. It may go longer. We're trying to hire more people because I want to go 7 days a week, 10 hours a day if I have to. I mean, this is the quickening. This is everything. You're living in a science fiction movie, and it's all real. Infowars.com. You might want to spread that link and save some people.
As bad as things are, with now more than half the world population under martial law being directed by the UN,
There is a massive awakening happening to the tyranny of Big Pharma and the medical mafia and the forced inoculations and the UN admitting that vaccines are killing people and they've covered it up. And everywhere I go, I am just mobbed by folks on the street now, even in leftist Austin, who used to attack me just a few years ago saying, you were right about 5G. 5G's killing us. I looked it up. It's causing cancer. It destroys immunity. It says that it makes it easier for viruses to attack. People are really starting to wake up, and they know they're under attack at a spiritual and subconscious cellular level. So now, my friends, educate everyone you know. They're ready to listen. They're ready to learn. They're ready to take action. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the InfoWar.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, we're covering some really horrifying things here on air. 5G and cancer rates, LA Times, Wired Magazine. Massive tumor increase in rats. Imagine not covering it. Well, Jason Jones is a well-known award-winning filmmaker, and he's also written The Race to Save Our Century. We'll have him back for a full hour sometime. Five core principles to promote peace, freedom, and a culture of life. But I wanted to talk about him because he's one of the first people 3 weeks ago who just saw on the news in Hawaii, hey, we got record numbers of people. It's backed out of the parking lot. There's so many folks here. And then he'd been in the U.S. On the mainland at a film event. And I'm just recapping what happened, or he should probably just do it himself. And he came back and he was feeling bad. So he said, well, I better go over there. And he gets there and no one's there. And then he sits and they tell him, we're not going to test you. So he goes and sits in his car and watches, reads a book for hours and watches them turn away. I think he said nine other people. Well, everybody else did. And literally there's hours and hours of these at Man.video video that Rob Dews put together compilations of where you'll see black dude, gay dude, old lady, young lady, Hispanic lady, Asian man, Alabama, Florida, Texas, New York, Michigan, Ohio. I mean, I've watched hours of these and it'll be the local news, but a close up shot. There's huge lines, ventilators, people are dying everywhere. And then they go down there sometimes like 10 minutes later and there's no one there, but they're doing a live stand up and the reporters, people confront them. Hey, you just said this is full of people. What's going on? I mean, these videos are incredible. Owen Schroyer aired a ton of them yesterday on the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. and took calls about this. So you can say, oh, it's for the Apex that's coming at the end of the month or whatever. No, folks. No, I had said that earlier, trying to find some reason. They don't have a woman on the news in Hawaii lying and saying, we've got lines around the block. Oh, my God, it's so horrible. You go there and no one's even allowed to be tested. It's pure fear. So he was on 3 weeks ago. He's on with us for just two short segments. We'll have him back soon. Hell, I'm doing a special show 2 to 4 p.m. tomorrow. Maybe he can pop in then because it's commercial free. When I say that, we're not taking the network breaks. Local breaks are there for radio and TV stations. It'll be on the satellites for folks that want it. But I'm cutting the ads as much as I can. Can't do it weekdays. Some of these stations are robot controlled, literally, so you can't skip breaks. There's no person there at the thing to control them. But thanks for joining us. You didn't know what was going on as a guy that's won international film awards. I mean, I'm not just saying you're a big filmmaker. You are an accomplished guy. You do a lot of really important work, a lot of big hit movies, and you're a credible guy. But you didn't know what was going on 3 weeks ago. I didn't either. I wasn't sure then. I'm starting to really think something stinks here now. What do you think of this?
Well, I don't, again, Alex, I know something stinks and I've tried to wrap my mind around it. And there's all this misinformation. I'm glad that you've been talking about Q, which is just confusing a lot of people. But, I also like how you brought up these people making these videos, black dudes, gay dudes, all sorts of people, but they're not willing to be slaves. They're not willing to be lied to. And after I was on your show and my video went viral, I received videos from all and photographs from all types of people, not all Christian conservative Republicans, all nurses, doctors, people in the medical industry, people who just are concerned citizens. My favorite podcaster went to the hospitals around New York City and filmed and interviewed folk, all different types of people all over the world, not just in the United States. And they're discovering the same thing.
That by the way, that's why I love having you on as a guest. And I want you to guest host anytime you want. Is that I meant to say up front, the activism of people getting engaged is what will bring down tyranny and bring real clarity, real journalism. And the fact that that's exploding is really the positive news.
No, I mean, this is an opportunity. My hobby is mixed martial arts. You know, when you're in, and someone has you mounted, when they try to do a submission or a strike you, that's when you do, that's your great opportunity to switch the position. And to get out of that.
Exactly. When the enemy attacks with something this big and this shaky, they're either going to totally dominate us or we're going to defeat them. I mean, this is a real moment that we can shine.
Yeah, and they're going after the Bill of Rights one after another. You just look at New York City. First, de Blasio says he's going to shut down churches, synagogues, and mosques forever that dare open. Okay, so probably a lot of people agreed with that. Now, Governor Cuomo comes out and says hospitals in red counties, that's basically what he was saying, hospitals in other parts of New York that have ventilators available to serve their community, private hospitals, he's just going to take them. He's just going to take them.
He's going to commandeer stuff to his blue area.
And he knows it's illegal. And he said, sue me. Now, what about Alex, you and I? We're generous people. I have a year's supply of food and supplies for my family. We're already tithing to our community. We've just made a generous donation to a nonprofit serving our elderly. No one in my neighborhood's going to go hungry as long as the Jones family, and none of my friends or family's going to go hungry as long as the Jones family has food. But I don't need the governor to say, hey, the hospitals, we need these ventilators. We're going to take them.
This is classic authoritarianism, and it's to set the precedent that they can commandeer whatever they want.
And they will. They're going after the churches. Now the hospitals. Next, they're going to kick down your door to take your food supplies. And I thought we loved our doctors and our nurses and our hospitalists, and we respected them. I know that the private hospital management in New York City, in New York State, they communicate with their colleagues in New York City. And I trust that they will do what's best for the community they serve.
They would balance it out. And if they as many cases, they would drive it themselves there exactly. But by government just grabbing, that's going to create a disaster. And what about when the other town has cases and needs it? Now his commandeering will literally murder people.
Literally murder people based on politics. If you look at the private hospitals that Cuomo says he's going to commandeer, those are going to be in red communities. And this is, imagine if President Trump started taking ventilators from blue states and sending them.
No, instead, the blue states are whining and bitching and saying everybody else isn't doing enough for them.
Yeah, that's Cuomo. He's attacking the president and he's attacking hospitals. He's attacking his own hospitals. And, you know, our founding fathers, they knew they were ambitious men. You know, the left tells us they point out all of their flaws. You know who knew this? Read the Federalist Papers. The founding fathers knew they were ambitious. They were prone to faction.
And that's why they tied themselves down to the Constitution and Bill of Rights.
And that's why they tied themselves down and they tied us down. And I guess, you know, it doesn't apply to Cuomo and de Blasio because they're such noble, wonderful human beings that they know better than us. And they're, you know, it's
no, they're just pulling an authoritarian stunt.
Yeah. No, and Alex, you know, when I first wrote my book, thank you so much for holding it up there. You're the first guy I wanted to get it to because I saw this coming as a young undergraduate, studying, experiencing violence as a young man, extreme violence, and then studying genocide and democide and total war of the 20th century. I had this fear to my core that my posterity would suffer the way my grandparents did. And I thought, I want to order my life to make sure that I can leave to my posterity this beautiful country that has been left to me, freedom, peace, opportunity, prosperity. You know, Alex, I was raised, my mother had me at 16. I became a father at 18, dropped out of high school when I was last in my class at 17 and joined the Army. And I've been able to run presidential campaigns and produce award-winning movies. And only in this country can someone like me have become a success, provide for my own family, be free, be safe. I've done movies. I've met with ISIS. I've been a mile from ISIS. I've literally met with Al-Qaeda in Sudan. And when I'm in these places around the world doing my documentaries, I know the only difference between me and these folks is this Constitution, our political traditions, the Bill of Rights. And now
that's right. They're road warrior hellholes because the people believe in conquest, not in freedom.
That's right. That's right.
And I'd like to invite you, because I said this last time, I want you to host the show sometime. I've got to deal with something Monday. Owen Schroyer's hosting, but if you'd like to come on for an hour, that'd be great, too, or maybe next Thursday. But let's come back and talk about what's currently happening, the ultimate power grab, science fiction level, with our guest, Jim Jones. Jason Jones, not Jim Jones. I'm Alex Jones. We're not in the honor yet.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
I just want to finish by saying your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. You'll be looking at me in a year or 2 years. Let's give me a little bit of a time to run things. But a year into office, you'll be saying, wow, I remember that interview. He said he was going to do it, and he did a great job. You'll be very proud of our country.
4 years ago, then billionaire businessman Donald Trump pledged himself to InfoWars and our audience that he would not let us down, that he would take the globalist on, and that we would be very pleased with what he did. We are pleased with President Trump. He has proven that he's the real deal and has taken the globalist on at a level never before seen. But now they're striking back at President Trump and the people using the invisible weapon of fear, the coronavirus. Yes, we should meet the virus head on. Yes, we should save as many people as possible, but not at the expense of our hard-fought liberties and freedoms.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you deceived me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and
Savannah Hernandez talked to a medical doctor yesterday. The video's on Infowars.com, and you'll be blown away by what he said about the coronavirus and what's going on. She'll be in studio next segment. He can ride shotgun with us. Jason Jones of MoveMovieToMovement.com, TheGreatCampaign.org, and, of course, he hosts The Jason Jones Show. The Race to Save Our Century is his book. I can't wait to read it. But, again, I didn't even know who this guy was. I was familiar with some of his films, actually two of them. I've actually seen two of them. But I just said, hey, get this guy on that has his own little private YouTube channel where he didn't mention all that, showing the news saying that it's all packed at this treatment facility or at this testing facility, but then nobody's there. They wouldn't do tests. Well, that's a hoax. Well, now it's all over the country. Our own crew tried to go get tested, some of them, and they wouldn't test them. So something's going on here. What do you think's going on? A lot of folks just think it's absolute hype that this is just truly a psyop to lock everything down. I mean, we know government's using it for a power grab, but are they absolutely behind the whole thing? What do you think?
You know, Alex, I don't know, but I think the important thing to know is they are using it for a power grab. So whether this is a psyop or whether this is they're really afraid of COVID-19, whether this was a biological weapon that was introduced intentionally or by accident by the Communist Party of China, what we do know is the thing we know for sure is that this is a power grab. It is our responsibility as citizens. You showed the picture from my Twitter account. That's the Fall of Troy. It's my favorite painting in the world. Aeneas has his father over his shoulder, his wife by his side, and he's holding his little son's hand as they're fleeing Troy on their way to Rome, the found Rome, as we know. And I love that painting because to me it sums up what it is my duty as a man. We should be concerned about the elderly and the immunocompromised. There is an elderly woman who works for a pregnancy center that I'm on the board of in the hospital with pneumonia right now. She has been told it's COVID-19, and that's all I know. But my sister during the break just texted me from a hospital that they were reporting in Chicago is overwhelmed, Cook County Hospital. She goes, brother, I'm walking around this hospital, and the staff says it's really slow. But they're expecting this huge, people. They're digging mass graves. They have a strobe light over New York City. They are using this to take away our freedoms. So we should care about the elderly. Of course, we do. We should care about the immunocompromised. We do more than any country in the world we do. We're the only country in the world where the Department of Justice, Roger Severino, said any discrimination, any favoring the young and the healthy over the elderly, like in Italy and China, will be prosecuted. That is who we are as Americans. But at the same time, we must think of our posterity. We're already in my neighborhood, there's lines for food. People are lining up outside the school two times a day for food. They're already running out of food. Can you imagine a day in America where we have food lines? We wait in lines for roller coasters and new iPhones. That's what we wait in line for. Now we're waiting in line for applesauce and tater tots. So our job right now is, I think, to do what we know, respond to what we know, not give an inch on our freedoms while being thoughtful to the vulnerable. And we're told that we should love and respect our medical professionals, which we do. I was with the man who raised me as he died of the flu, actually lung cancer, but at the end it was the flu that took him. We didn't tell people he died of the flu. We said he died of lung cancer, but it was at the end, flu came in and took him. And I fell in love with our medical community, and which normally they want to socialize and tell us it's horrible. It's always horrible. Our healthcare system's horrible. Now we can't say anything, but watching how they cared for my father, the discipline and the professionalism, I have a new respect. But now we have the governor of New York saying, I have no respect for your property, for your hospital. We are going to come in and take what we want and send it where we want. Sue me. And that we must protect our churches. We must protect our hospitals. And what is next? What is next is our homes. What is next is you have food and they don't. We're coming to get your food. And not trusting that the American people are generous, thoughtful, and kind and know best how to distribute the food that they have.
Absolutely. That's what Cuomo's commandeering is all about. And we told people 9 weeks ago this was coming. This is a psychological warfare test. Jason Jones, filmmaker and author and father, is our guest here. And you're absolutely right. And this is teaching us to get rid of our values and our systems of checks and balances that make us resilient and make us strong. And then what do you make of 5G? I can show you a bunch of studies, even LA Times, Wired Magazine, with studies saying massive cancer increases, major health problems. It can surveil you worse than the other systems. And now listeners are going out showing it being installed at schools everywhere, just like you did, showing nobody there being tested and that that's a hoax. And I went, well, let me actually check. So I pulled up all these articles where they are installing 5G and had it ready before this. I mean, massive planning by bureaucracies and the left and the blue states and the blue cities and authoritarian regimes. They set the precedent for the lockdowns. And now the mayor of L.A. says you got to wear a mask. Well, now they're going to try to push Trump to say that. So it's now I've got articles in like the L.A. Times and Reuters saying soon you'll all have to wear a mask year round forever. And the Australian prime minister says 6 months at least, it's never going to end, forced inoculations. I mean, this is hellish.
And there's commercials now. I've seen them running. This is the new normal. I've got news for them. It is not the new normal. We're Americans. This is not the new normal.
They're turning us into. And I'm not bashing folks that want to wear a mask. I'm saying them trying to make us do it is turning us into hypochondriac mental patients with neuroses.
When they're flipping the script constantly, and that's where the distrust comes in. 1 week it's don't wear masks, it's irresponsible. Save the masks for those who need them. The next week is everyone should be wearing masks. When it comes to 5G, they never allow clarity. It's always confusion. Tyranny comes in with a confusing use of information, as you've been saying for almost three decades. The opaque use of language, Gnosticism, access to secret knowledge. That's what makes Q so dangerous. People think they have access to secret knowledge, but that comes from a place they tell you trust the plan. When you're trusting what plan? From who? Who are you that I'm trusting? What plan? What's the plan? You've told me you lie to me. You say that you use lies for good. We know that you cannot do evil, that good will come of it. Speak honestly, simply, clearly. Say what you know. Speak it as simply and clearly as possible. We're not getting that from our news media. They're not communicating to us clearly and simply the information.
No, they're hyping up the fear as much as they can. And you just need to learn. When something's coming from known liars, you stop believing it. Now, when we come back, spend a few minutes on the Q movement. Now, a lot of people identify with it. They get into research. When we attack Q, they go, you have attacked me. So you're based on something secret, esoteric, and you don't know who they are, and it constantly lies to you, but you keep investing because of the feeling that you're in, that you're part of something really special. That's called the occult. And it's how they get people into secret societies and beautiful women give themselves to these gross men who are conning them. All it is a scam. Everything powerful is virtuous and open, and you know it's real, and it regenerates, and it's good, and God gave it to us. Everything hidden and occult is because it's a fraud, but people want to get that lottery ticket and only have one chance out of 10 million to win because it's occult. It's magic. You're buying into a fraud, and you know it's bad, so you feel the satanic thrill of being conned. That's all it is you're being cucks. Don't let Q cuck you.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexipure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexipure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexipure Pro.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. ChillForce is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to BrainForce Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get ChillForce today at InfoWarsStore.com.
My mind for more than 8 weeks has been fixed, constantly scanning, constantly computing to understand the strategic attack we're witnessing. We know by the scripting and the choreography and the fact that the virus has been scanned that it's man-made, an attack on our economy. The globalist media is firmly behind this, devastating the United States and driving Trump from power. But now we know from scores of studies from China, the UK, the United States, Europe, Brazil, Japan, that the virus reinfects and attacks different parts of the body. That, ladies and gentlemen, is an engineered bioweapon, just as the Indian scientist 8 weeks ago conclusively proved their major university. They have a name for it at the Pentagon. It's called a soft kill weapon. It doesn't kill you usually the first time, but the next time, or the third time, or the fourth, it does. And it weighs down your economy in the process. It's incontrovertible. Humanity is dying. Every metric, every gauge we have shows that we're living shorter lives. We are diseased. Our IQs are plunging and we're ugly. We're falling apart. Big Pharma and the entire globalist operation is a kill grid. And the studies are clear. The average person is in a dreamlike state, a near dreamlike daydream world, program of the flicker rates of the televisions and all the screens. We are in a trance, and now they're turning up the power of the ambient electromagnetic radiation, which, again, all the studies conclusively show cause massive cancer and destroy your immune system and push viruses across the cell membrane. We are being murdered, and I've got to tell you, it's very sophisticated and looks non-human.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I'll stand in line for this.
We are back. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And at Bandot Video, the average video now is getting like 100,000 views. But we hardly ever hit a million views. But we're putting out, let's not exaggerate, probably 50, 60 videos a day. So that's pretty amazing. There's a video we put up yesterday, 157,000 views. And we're not like Facebook that counts. Just if you go on the page and that counts as a view, you click it, that's another view. That's a view of it. Now, what I wanted to hit here was Savannah Hernandez riding a shotgun with us. Next time we'll get into her report, what a doctor told her on camera. And she's just going to give her take right now here with Jason Jones, filmmaker and author, about citizen journalists going out and showing hospitals empty they claim are full, testing centers they claim are full that are empty. I mean, same day stuff you've been showing. But I wanted to say something about the Q movement. Once somebody buys into the Nigerian email scam, I have known at least three people. One of them was a talk show host on GCN like 17, 18 years ago, our network that syndicates us. Another was a distant family member, and then another one was somebody else I knew in life, just in business. Every time, they ended up giving a couple $1,000 to Prince Bongaboogie, I mean, literally names like that. Once they conned them with the email, you know, they got this special business deal, you're going to make $100,000. Well, now we only need $4,000 or $5,000 more. Now you're going to get $500,000. And if you give us $10,000 or whatever, we're going to let you talk to the prince on the phone. This is a big, honorable deal. And then sometimes they even have Nigerians in the area that show up at your house and a guy gets out as the prince's representative wearing the little hat and all this. I've seen this. One time I was with Mike Judge at a bar back when I was still drinking, when I was getting divorced about 6 years ago. We're at this dive bar in East Austin and they're playing great jazz music. And he was like, oh gosh, look, it's the Nigerian scammers. They come in here. Everyone's bowing down to them, giving them free food. Wearing royal outfits, just incredible. But here's how the scam works. Once you give them the $1,000, now you don't want to admit you got conned. So you keep giving them more until you give them everything you've got, and then you never get anything. And so that's like the main national product of Nigeria, scamming. And that's what the Q thing is that you've got these proponents of Q that have picked it up saying the lights go off in 3 days on Saturday. Not going to happen, okay? They'll use a few power outages that always happen to say it's true. Crazy people driving a train over because they think Soros is on the ship in New York. This is mind control. And I'm going to tell you, I know a guy on the Trump campaign, another person, I'm going to leave it at that. It's not Joe Rogan. I just mentioned Joe in the same talk. People are saying, I said Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan has nothing to do with Q. He's the opposite of something like that. And long story short, I'm going to get back to our guest here, is that I just wanted to get, you know, tell people about this. It's so crazy. Is that I know the people that started it on 4chan, and they thought it was a way to get out dirt on Hillary and the deep state and not get sued like I do. Okay. And it instantly got hijacked and taken over by bad actors. Okay. And so I know all the inside baseball, and I've had all these big Q people calling, going, don't you dare do this. No, no, it's real. We're real. Well, you research, you're real. Great. But all this breadcrumb crap, none of the Q people. Here's an example. There's a video on YouTube with like a million views that they showed me the other day that just came out, and it's Q is telling you that it's a Wuhan bioweapon and that Q has been given this intel when we broke it 8-9 weeks ago. And it's not about who broke it. It's that they're full of crap. So I'm going to stop ranting. Jason Jones, you got into this yourself. And then we'll ask Savannah Hernandez, why do you think people love it when, 5G executive says it lowers your immune system? Well, that's in mainstream news, but since it's a guy that's a whistleblower, but we don't see his face, everybody likes the thing that's speculative instead of the thing that's admitted. So there's something to do with this.
Yeah. Well, the reason why Q, I ignored it. You know, when you're not in a crisis, Q is like Dungeons and Dragons. And I have a lot of friends who are in whatever, let them do their thing. But now that we've hit this crisis, it struck me how similar it is to these Gnostic movements that were erupting in Germany following World War II. Following World War I. And you wonder, how did the Weimar Republic...
The Fool Society.
Yes. How did the Weimar Republic collapse into totalitarian national socialism? It was through these secret Gnostic movements where people thought they had information. You know, originally what bothered me the most about Q was its constant calumny and anonymous, you know, posters saying the most awful things about real human beings. And like you, you know, I'm in the film industry. There are celebrities who are my friends. And then you hear people say the most awful things about them that you know aren't true. And people in my family or at my church will talk about these people like they know them and they have this. And I have to remind them, you know, that's the sin of calumny. That's the sin of detraction. These are human beings.
That's right. If you're going to say something about somebody, you better have the proof.
You better have the proof, and it better...
The Q-tards say, I'm an Israeli operative. And then they just say it. Oh, we have it from the president. We have it from Trump through Q that Jones is just outrageous crap.
And by the way, that's a good example, Alex. You and I have friends. I have friends in the intelligence community. I have friends at the White House. Steve Bannon is a friend of mine. I've worked with him in the entertainment industry long before Andrew Breitbart was one of my best friends. So... If they want information, they can give it to you, Alex Jones. If there are people in the White House or and then people can trust you. I understand that there are intelligence officers and White House staff that can't come out and make statements, but they have friends they can communicate to. They don't have to go to some.
Oh, we had the Secret Service tell us that Hillary was having convulsions and drove around in a black van, and they called a month later and they said, get reporters following her. She just fell down again. And we didn't catch it, but another guy caught it in New York. So, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, in fact, I have friends that were in the Secret Service during the Clinton administration. In fact, when Bush was president, I was the guy in the Vanity Fair article. They said there was a guy wrestling Secret Service agents challenging the jiu-jitsu matches. That was me. And they were telling me just the most off-the-wall stories about Hillary Clinton specifically, not just Bill Clinton, but Hillary Clinton. And if I wanted to tell those stories, you could say, I don't trust Jason Jones, or I trust Jason Jones, but I know Jason Jones, or I trust Alex Jones. But when you have anonymous sources through an anonymous site speaking calumny, detraction, and telling you, oh, we lied to you for your own good. Look, if you're a Christian, you cannot lie that good will come of it. That's just very simple.
Oh, the creed of Satanism is do evil for good.
That's it. That's, and you know, oh, Alex, there's a principle I'd like to share with you. It's called victimism. Feigning concern, the Christian anthropologist from Stanford lived through World War II. His name was Rene Girard, and he said there's this principle called victimism. In the post-Christian society, you can't openly war against the weak. So you feign concern for the vulnerable to gain power, to gain influence, to gain wealth.
Oh, absolutely. And then they put them into a cosmology of victimology where your only value is that you're a failure. And that's what this is turning us into wimps like Chinese emperors that are in the Forbidden City. And then we're all walled off because we're a special interest group. We have to be enslaved and controlled and coddled for our own good.
And those of us who refuse to be slaves, then they can war against us on behalf of the people they've turned into victims. That's the game. And scapegoating becomes the key to that. So now you pick a vulnerable minority group to blame for the disorder in society, and you war against them. So you, it's the anti-vaxxers. We don't vaccinate. I wasn't vaccinated until I went in the Army. Seven children. They're not vaccinated until they join the military. And so you war against anti-vaxxers or people who believe in the Bill of Rights. You know, you're selfish. You know, you're selfish and you think you have a right to your hospital. You think you have a right to your home and you don't care about the common good. So you're going to scapegoat people who believe in freedom, people who loved God and want to worship.
Oh, yeah. Leftists, when they see conservatives, Christians and nationals, they shake their heads and really believe we're the villains, even though it's our system that builds all this wealth. And they don't even make that simple equation complete. They're spiritually blind. And it seems the delusion is getting stronger for some while the awakening is getting greater for others. What would you call this time we're in right now?
You know, I honestly think this is this is one of the most important moments. Alex Jones and you and your audience were made for this time. Let's not be distracted with Gnostic garbage. You want to do research? Read the Bill of Rights. Share the Bill of Rights. Read the Constitution. Read the Gospel. Remind people everywhere all the time. We are created for only two things. Very simple to be a human being. Love God. Love your neighbor. Be kind. Be noble. Don't spread lies, calumny, deception. Don't share anything unless you know it to be true. These are very simple things. So this is our time. This is our moment to say once and for all.
Let me tell you, where's Mr. Jones been all my life? I'm filled with his films, his work. He's a famous director, filmmaker, and he's awesome patriot. We'll talk to him when we come back.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, Bodies, is available at 40% off at the InfoWars store. Using pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper, Bodies makes for optimal formula absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Truly utilizing its potential, Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. And with five other organic herbs and extracts, Bodies is a synergistic powerhouse of full body support. We worked hard to create a formula that takes advantage of the power of turmeric. Check out Bodies today for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com and see what this time-tested ingredient can add to your daily routine.
The ultimate tyranny would be a nanny state that would not allow anyone to ever do anything that could possibly hurt them. And that's the globalist plan. And now Mr. Fauci at the NIH, last night in the press conference, standing right next to the president, said, we're going to have a global lockdown, because he talked to world leaders, until not one more person is dying or one more person is infected. The video is posted on InfoWars.com. Ladies and gentlemen, that sets the precedent where not one person can die from the flu. Not one person can die from a cold. Everyone will be surveilled in live time by their cell phones and apps and drones and an absolute straitjacket of pure medical tyranny. And remember, it's Big Pharma that has all the level 4 bioweapons labs that keeps leaking all these man-made viruses. They're holding us all hostage. Oh, and he talked about forced inoculations.
We told you it was coming. We told you they'd use a virus to scare everyone into submission and set up martial law and quarantines and lockdowns, and now it's here. And I'm here to tell you the rest of the story. Three things we all need to do. Pray to God for justice, seek his face, and repent. Get politically active and wake others up to understand this is the world government, the cashless society. It's all being announced. And get prepared yourselves and boost your immune systems and get high-quality food. And we're able to ship storable food again. Our supplier has expanded their factories and now are able to take new orders. And it's not about this virus, folks. That's only the trigger, the detonator. It's about what's coming in the future with elections may be canceled, with the globalists trying to implode the economy. This is just the beginning of the crisis, not the middle and not the end. So get prepared now while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. And please be Paul Revere's and spread the word.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. News, analysis, reports. It's The Alex Jones Show. Sweet dreams are made of
these. Who am I to tell? Well, everything we warned of is now launching exactly as a globalist would. This is their prime attack. It's what I always predicted. They've got a 20-minute video on InfoWars called 15 Times Alex Jones Predicts the Bio Attack. And I lay out exactly how they'll do it with drones, the lockdowns, training you by increment, and then saying until you take inoculations, you can't come out of your houses. And now the Australian Prime Minister has announced that. I'll be back tomorrow, at least 2 to 4. The crew's great, and I'm really trying to, you know, get them to volunteer to come in and do these shows. We're trying to hire more people right now as well. Because, quite frankly, these are the times that try folks' souls. I'll do about 15 minutes the next hour. Savannah Hernandez will cover a bunch of breaking news. And then a guy that predicted all of this and is just a super brain when it comes to it, Dr. Nick Begich, is going to do three segments. And then the War Room with Owen Schroyer. But going back to our guest to conclude with him here in a moment, I want to get more into this, you know, grand delusion. How do we break through it, this quickening, and how he sees people dividing into what camps. But Savannah Hernandez, before we get to your stories, what do you think of just seeing all this unfold and the explosion of the Q movement after it being discredited hundreds of times and telling people we lie to you for your own good and all this crap? And then real people like this guy's I looked it up. You know, he's in big Vanity Fair articles at the White House hanging out with the president and Secret Service and all these folks. And he's a well-known award-winning filmmaker. And, you know, if he says, hey, Secret Service told me this, nobody cares. It's like Secret Service says he drives a black ambulance and that she's having convulsions every hour and falls down and that they've got to shoot her up with an EpiPen. We catch her falling down inside a tent 2 weeks later in Ohio. They cancel the speech. You see them rushing in with stretchers. Mm-hmm. And 2 weeks later, it happens in New York. I mean, that's real intel. That's real what we said. But if it was all secret, then it would be like golden power.
Right, Alex. And I think what you said earlier perfectly encapsulates this whole situation. You talked about how people want to believe this speculation. And if you look at what's happening around the world right now, that's exactly it. We are being fed all of these hypotheticals, all of these projections, and everyone is so easily being fooled by them, and they're being scared, they're being submissive. So it's the same exact thing. I mean, all of the people who follow the Q movement, they want to believe.
Stay in your home. It's all good. When the power goes off, it's good.
Exactly.
We're rounding up the pedophiles.
So it's the exact same thing. Everyone in America, everyone around the world has just shown their true colors. They're submissive. They're sheep. They want to be followers. And the coronavirus and this movement as well has really exposed that.
Where do you think it's going? Because it's rolling out. They're now announcing, hey, it's never really going to end.
Mm-hmm.
And we told people that 8 weeks ago. This is not ever going to end. As long as we bend over and do this, they're going to give us the apps, the drones, the force inoculations. It's never going to end.
Right. We're seeing everything that was happening in China. Now moving to America, it's now starting to happen here. And the reason why I went yesterday too was because we're seeing so much reporting that hospitals are overrun. So I wanted to go to one of these clinics where they're doing coronavirus testing and see if that was the case there too, if people were getting tested, if this clinic was going to be overrun. And we drove past a couple of others as well. We even went to St. David's Hospital, and that is not the case here in Texas. This story came out today that says that some residents in Laredo, Texas are going to face up to a $1,000 fine if they don't wear face masks, if they don't cover their mouth and nose.
Oh, yeah, they're going to announce that within days.
Exactly. And then we saw that Google is also going to be making an app that's going to be tracking people and see if they're properly socially distancing. So everything that's happening
in China. And that's the app
you're
going to need to be able to travel and show you're good. Why are they doing this? Because it was always pre-planned.
Mm-hmm. And we're seeing that now. And again, the media has used this information that we're being fed now to scare people into submission. And I think this has really been a big test to see how much Americans would fight back against a socialist government, against a government that was forcing them to stay in their homes, forcing them to potentially get vaccines one day. And people are sitting down. People are being very submissive. And that's what's being shown now.
Well, I was watching Fox News during the break earlier. We've got the clip coming up next hour, and they're just like, do as you're told, stay inside, everything will be fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Running Man or something, but it's really happening, and people submitting to it only encourages a further power grab. And because the public's so into it, Trump tried to say 7 weeks ago, hey, it's going to be tough, but we can handle it as Americans, let's be strong. And everybody got mad and said, no, we want to be slaves. So he's like, okay. And so now we're going down this road. Jason Jones, looking at this, what are the camps you see humanity dividing itself into?
Well, I like this report. You know, that's when you think of Q or people who obey the big billboards, do as you're told, it's for the good, or, you know, this is all for the good because Q says so and we're rounding up pedophiles. People are going to be passive. I think the camps are being divided into the two camps that they've always been. And Dennis Prager had this new movie, No Safe Spaces, where he said, the sad truth is maybe most people don't want to be free. There are those of us who will only be free. It's not, we will.
But of course, we know the places that are the supposed safe spaces are the historically most dangerous places. They're called jail cells.
Yeah, yes. And the truth is, this constitutional republic of ours for ethnic minorities, religious minorities, for women, for the sick, for the old, is the safest place that has ever existed in the world. So let's just preserve this constitutional republic and let's just resist this tyranny. You know, if your mother, father, brother, sister, or child is dying, my father died of the flu fighting cancer. I was with him. I prayed the rosary with him every night his last 7 days. We took different shifts, and I took the 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. shift. And if he had COVID-19, I can promise you my father's last days, I would be with him. This letting our grandparents die alone for the good of this society.
Oh yeah, this thing of, oh, don't go see them. Lock up the nursing homes. You can't see them. That the Nazis started in 33 euthanizing old people and said, oh, they have viruses. Don't come see them.
Yeah. No, they're telling us the loving thing to do is, like, I'm Catholic. The bishops aren't letting them get last rites or confession. That's unbelievable. So now my grandfather, my father is going to die alone without a recourse to the sacraments that we as Catholics should all have a right to. No, the churches, the synagogues.
How is it not essential to get last rites? They banned Jews' last rites in Israel 3 days ago. The gay pride parades, they can happen. All this stuff.
Abortions can happen. Abortions. But you're not going to. And our priests, our pastors, they should disobey this.
Oh, this was all pre-planned. This was all. They're arresting pastors all over the U.S. That defy this. Walmart is essential. Target is essential. The liquor store is essential. But you don't go to church and you don't go see your dying father or mother. That's sick.
No, in my Costco, they have hundreds of people we say, you know, nose to okole, as we would say in Hawaii, every day, all day. But yet, if we go to church, that's not essential. Well, if you're godless, that's not essential. But it's not the government or yours job to tell me.
Oh, this is pure authoritarianism. It's 180 degrees opposite of what America is. Jason Jones, thank you so much for spending time with us. We really appreciate you.
I can't thank you enough. God bless you.
God bless. Another great, smart guy out there. And I discovered him. I already knew who he was. I didn't realize it was the same guy. Out there just showing how nobody was there being tested. They're on the news. Oh, huge test. Everybody's sick. Wasn't real. Savannah, what do you think's really going on here? We know it's a bioweapon. We know it does kill some people. And we know 5G does lower your immunity, and it's just gotten rolled out and is helping viruses. And we know that they're pushing notifications to everybody's phone. My wife and one of the crew members saying, hey, coronavirus is not connected to 5G. I mean, that is like a science fiction nightmare. I mean, they're listening to us. They admit they are now. And they're sending messages when they hear you saying it. I'll say it again. 5G does lower your immune system and is connected to coronavirus. Go to hell, robot.
You know, Alex, like I was saying previously, I think this was a big test to see just how submissive Americans would be. When you got kicked off of social media, when you first got kicked off of Twitter, you said, I'm the first person they're going to do this to. I'm the test case. And even just going back to social media and seeing how much control you would have big tech take, now it's transferred over into the real world, and we're seeing how much power and how much the government is taking away from us, how much Americans are going to be submissive. And again, there's so many conservatives and libertarians that I'm so disappointed in, because as soon as this coronavirus came out, they said, you need to listen to the government, take your $1,200 check, don't go outside.
Yeah, they're all going with what's safe. And then I got banned off the Google app because I said, the president's right, hydroxychloroquine and zinc are helping you. And they said, you're banned, buddy. There's no hope in America. Shut up. Bill Gates says only the vaccine. They're making their move. Folks, we need your financial support, by the way. I just saw in the paper, you know, we get three lawsuits filed. I mean, thrown out. They filed another one on me for Jeffrey Epstein. I had a lawsuit filed. Look it up. I'm not kidding, for exposing Jeffrey Epstein stuff. So it's insane, ladies and gentlemen. They want us shut down. So get products you need and know you're funding an operation that is going to fight until the end. They already wanted us off the air. It's so critical. You are the InfoWar. I want to thank you all. InfoWarStore.com. We're able to get you storable food again. We're able to take orders for a limited time. They may have to stop them again to make sure the orders that are there get out to you. Everybody else is running out, or they're lying and saying they have it and they don't have it. We have it. InfoWarStore.com. And we ran out of X2. We have X3, another great formula of high-quality iodine, because it's different strokes for different folks. People ask which one's the best. It's apples and oranges. It's excellent for everybody. And X3 is going to sell out in a couple of weeks at 40% off. I said 60% off 2 days ago. It will be sold out within a week and a half at that price. Get your high-quality X3. Try iodine at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar. The fight is now. We've proven that we're over the target, and we need you to keep us in the fight. We'll be back with hour number four.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement. We are selling out of all of our high-quality iodine products at InfoWarsStore.com. The Super Blue toothpaste that has it, along with the Nano Silver and, of course, the tea tree oil, that is selling out. Still 50% off. We already sold out of the Super Silver toothpaste. Survival Shield X3 in 2-ounce bottles, it'll be sold out within 2 weeks. Already sold out of the X2. But despite that, I'm going to sell it out at 60% off. Never offered this for that, because I want you to see how amazing it is just in general everyday life, not even during these insane crises. Research it for yourself.
yourself and get your Super Blue toothpaste and your X3 while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products with thousands of five-star reviews, and they fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. X3, 60% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and Super Blue, 50% off.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Savannah Hernandez is here with us. I want to play a few clips next segment. The short one, you were pointing this out, it's all over the news. They are arresting people that are out at parks, that are swimming in the ocean, that are surfing or paddleboarding in California now. Going, oh, well, the virus might be in the ocean. This is total hysteria psyop, where you see the media now reporting from home and no one can leave. But thank God the robots and drones can travel outside the bubble cities. Thank God, because just like the movie The Island, you can't leave the fortress because there's a bioweapon out there. The truth is you're just a prisoner. This is like a bad science fiction movie.
It really is, Alex, and it's ridiculous. I was just talking to you in the break about how Greg Abbott issued a new executive order requiring Texans to stay home unless they're part of an essential service or they're doing an essential thing such as grocery shopping. But that's ridiculous. I want to go paddleboarding. When I'm paddleboarding, I'm well over 6 feet apart from somebody. Why is the government
now telling me? It's a power
grab. Exactly. Why is the government now telling me?
It's a power grab. They want to tell you you're a damn prisoner. Exercise. Sorry, I'm ranting. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. It's very upsetting. And this video that we're playing now is from L.A. County. There's a man that's out in the ocean paddleboarding. And the police officers are on the shore. They have a boat out there, and they're basically having him come in. And he's by himself in this video, but they're having him come in because he's paddleboarding. He's outside of his house. He's not social distancing, apparently. Well, actually, yeah, this is social distancing. There's no one around him, but he's not self-quarantined.
Well, the argument is they dump some sewage out into the Pacific Ocean. Well, why do you let him swim to begin with? No, the virus gets killed by anything electrochemical, salt water. It's well known. It's dead. It's dead very quickly, in seconds, probably maximum minutes. This is insane. Again, what did Fauci say 2 days ago? He said, you will not be able to leave your house until no one is dying. Well, that's impossible.
Well, and then Fauci came out yesterday and he said that we can't trust the models. I've been looking at the models. We can't trust models. The models were originally saying that 2 million Americans were going to die. Then they were saying 100,000 to 200,000 Americans were going to die. And now Fauci's saying, well, we can't even trust the models.
And then when it's 50,000 or something, they'll go, we saved you.
Honestly, Alex, I think that the 100,000 to 200,000 death projection is too big even to begin with. There's not going to be that many deaths in America. I'm going
to
say
it's up to 3,000 in New York. Yeah, but anybody that has this common cold virus and died of a heart attack or cancer, they're just saying it's COVID-19.
Exactly. So there's so much disinformation going around right now. We're being told that there's a shortage of ventilators. That's a lie. We're being told that hospitals are overrun in specific areas like New York, where the population is 8 million and everyone's stacked on top of each other. Maybe that's true. But here in Texas, that's not true. We're seeing it in various other states as well.
What about them commandeering the ventilators now? Next is going to be our food and our guns.
Well, the New York Times put out a story that said that people are now having to share ventilators. The other option is death. But if you scroll 10 paragraphs into the story, Alex, you'll read that it says the hospital has not yet run out of ventilators. So all they're doing with every single
headline. Oh, there's no doubt. Everyone's been ordered fearmonger as much as possible.
Exactly. And it's just so ridiculous to see that everyone is now just being so submissive. They're staying inside. They're just so scared to even leave their house. My mom was at HEB the other day and she was saying that she felt like she was living under a dictatorship because when she went to HEB with my little brother, the employee screamed at her to get 6 feet apart from my little brother. And they told them when they could walk up to the cash register, there was a big plastic sheet separating the register.
Oh, all these
people
are loving the power of the police
state. Exactly. It's ridiculous. And my mom was so upset. She's like, I'm never going back there again. I've never been screamed at or treated that way here in America, especially. Why can't my own son stand next to me? It's ridiculous.
Well, let's talk about this when we come back. There's the flip side. People are now moving out of the country. People that didn't believe us are getting guns. People are really waking up now. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's crazy. You got a big portion that are getting into it. You got other folks that know it's bull, but like it's polite, they get into the social distancing and next to me wearing the mask. It's disgusting. And I'm just going to tell you, people that I know that try to henpeck me or anything during this period, it's one thing if people want to wear masks and they want to get into the fear, and some people have autoimmune stuff, and that's fine. I'm not mad at folks that want to protect themselves. But if you get into the police state angle of it, I'm not associate with you anymore. This is going to separate people that are under mind control from those that aren't, Savannah.
Definitely. Honestly, this whole entire experience has really separated the boys from the men. And there's a lot of little scared boys out there. There's a lot of people that are just allowing the government to do whatever they want. And I'm really disappointed with
the government. And if they do history, they better be scared of the government power grab.
Exactly.
Absolutely. We're not saying you're bad if you wear a mask. That's not what we're saying. We're saying when they order everyone to wear them and then people call the police on you because you're not wearing one, that's BS, and it's already started.
We knew early on that COVID-19 was an engineered bioweapon. But again, people say, oh, then it must be the most deadly thing ever. No. It does clearly kill people. But if you're going to release a bioweapon for fear and to bankrupt an economy and cause panic and to run folks off the edge of a cliff in a giant artificial stampede, you want to know the real trajectory. Kill a bunch of old people. Kill people that are deficient. Kill people that are already sick. Get rid of folks the globalists don't even want anyways, but scare everybody else you want to control into submission. And that's what's going on. So people get confused by the paradox of you say it's a real virus, you say it's serious, but you say don't panic and don't shut the economy down. Exactly. Because if you do that, they're going to keep releasing bioweapons over and over again because it works so well on the public. Most people are starting to wake up, but we have to understand that pressure is being put on Trump to basically keep the economy shut for another 6 months to a year. We'll be in a depression long before then. We've got to go back to work.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I told you that they would first say 2 weeks, like a holiday, it's great, do what you're told, you're going to get some free money. So people said, okay, that's like buying the lottery ticket. And when you don't win, you want more. Or the Nigerian email scam, you invest money, you don't want to admit you got ripped off, so you keep investing money. Once they got you with a tentacle, once they got their hooks in you, their pinchers on you, then they go, oh, it'll be a month, it'll be 2 months. Oh, actually, the plan's a year and a half. And I said, folks, it will never end. It is the World War III of psychological warfare. Now the story's up on Infowars.com. Coronavirus economic effects might last decades, research suggests. And I've got all these articles where they say that it's going to last for years with new seasons where you can't go out and where you will not be able to leave your home until you've been forcibly inoculated. Here is the Prime Minister of Australia, Prime Minister Scott Morrison, has said that life as we know it will not return for as much as 6 months. And he's just being honest with everyone. And until there is a vaccine, only a vaccine will allow easing restrictions. That's the headline.
If they're not in a position to be able to support themselves, then there is the alternative for them to return to their home countries. We still have quite a number of people who are here on visitor visas. My simple, as much as it's lovely to have visitors to Australia in good times, at times like this, if you're a visitor in this country, it is time, as it has been now for some while, and I know many visitors have, to make your way home and to ensure that you can receive the supports that are available where they are in your home countries. At this time, Australia must focus on its citizens and its residents to ensure that we can maximise the economic supports that we have.
But, of course, a lot of these countries are still importing foreigners. So is Trump as fast as they can. Let's play this clip of the Corona police in the UK. So it's gone from just take a 2-week holiday. And I said, folks, it's the trap. And now it's permanent. And the drones are there to back the police up. Here it is.
And you'll get a fine. And if you can't prove who you are, you get arrested.
Write the fine. We're going to drive.
But, all right. So the simple fine. Fact is, not you more, can drive yeah. this car home because you're the driver. The rest of the passengers have to walk to wherever they want to go to. That's a dispersal.
And
where your final destination is down to you.
Right.
But you are not allowed to be on the street together.
But we're in the car now together.
It doesn't matter.
So you're going to separate more people into the streets.
Separately? Away from each other.
Why? We're in the car together now. It don't make a difference. You're all rounders. You've surrounded us with how many police are here?
I've seen police videos in Europe and the U.S. now in leftist areas where they're telling families, mothers, fathers, and kids, oh, you can't be together. It's a family. They live in a house. This is all meant to see what the cops will do, what we'll put up with, and we're all in this giant experiment. Remember, they had several university experiments that are very famous. There's the Milgram and the Stanford ones, where you could order these students through a glass wall to believe that they were administering deadly shocks, or in other case, what was it, poison? We got the real expert on this coming up. Perhaps Rebecca should talk about this next segment when we hand the baton to him. And most people, around 90%, if I remember correctly, would administer death because an authority figure told them to do it. So this is just incredible. And in some cases, they were in the room. And they put actors in who were dying that people believed, and they believed they would that they killed them because their professor ordered them to kill them. Kill him now. Savannah, let's get to your report, though. It's up on Infowars.com, a band-out video. Doctor says coronavirus test only 60% accurate. Doesn't trust from China. Well, forget trust from China. We have the reports up where it's confirmed that they're sending contaminated kits and masks on purpose, obviously. They even have Chinese workers bragging about it here to hit us.
Exactly, Alex. And if the biggest thing that we need to take away from this, obviously, is that we need to be making all of our essential goods here in the U.S. We cannot be dependent on China anymore. And, it was very shocking to me to hear this doctor say that this coronavirus test was only 60% accurate. I was talking to him about how, you know, I have had a little bit of a cough here and there for the past 2 weeks. I do have seasonal allergies, so I figured, you know, it's just for that. But I was talking to him about it, and I said, okay, well, say, for example, my symptoms get worse. I have a fever and chills. Should I come back here? Do I have to retake a flu and strep test, which you had to take first before you could even try to get the coronavirus test? And he said, well, the test is only 60% accurate anyway. So basically, stay home, self-quarantine, and if you need to go to the hospital because you can't breathe, go, and then at that point, you probably have coronavirus. So the test isn't even accurate. They don't trust any of the tests from China. We know that this outbreak began in China as well, and we have our whole entire media covering for them for some reason, and we have the World Health Organization covering for China as well. So much disinformation in our media, so much Chinese propaganda has been just parroted back over here in the U.S., and I don't understand how we've gotten to a point where we have Google making an app to track American citizens. We have our own media parroting Chinese propaganda. And we have Americans submissive to our government. It's basically China over here. And it's so sad to see.
By the way, 9 weeks ago, I said, we're going to have the same apps. They're already made. Mm-hmm. Microsoft, Facebook, they've already got them. And Google actually announced with Facebook, oh, we're already tracking everyone. We've already given it to the police.
Well, Alex, when you reported on Project Dragonfly, when I first started here, you were talking about that. And look at us now.
I confronted Sundar Pichai a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he went into Congress and said, there is no dragonfly. We don't track users.
Exactly. The articles started coming out.
And they were doing it 20 years ago, folks. They're lying criminals. You heard of James Bond villains? Google makes them look like nice people, okay? Google and its motto, don't be evil.
And that's the thing too, Alex, you know, there's so many times, and I said this before, where I'm just like, that can't be true, Alex, you're crazy. And then look what happens. Jeffrey Epstein magically commits suicide, conveniently commits suicide. Project Dragonfly turns out to be true. China is developing an app to track people in the U.S.
The Statesman reported 5 days ago, Jones has been sued for a report on Jeffrey Epstein, and they're so happy about it. And again, they're just celebrating all this.
Exactly. And you know what, Alex, I do want to say too, while I am on your show, that I am so grateful and I feel like our whole crew is, because during this time where there is this pandemic going on, people aren't allowed to go to work. People aren't able to pay their bills. You've been a great boss and I'm so grateful for that. And I know our whole crew is. And so honestly, you know, we see all these bad headlines about you, but no one sees the good headlines about how you're taking care of not only your own family, but all of our families here too, making sure that we can pay
our
bills.
Well, I appreciate you. I mean, we need to stay on air and fight this. And we're only essential for now. Now, notice now the companies decide what's essential, the way it's really written. Mm-hmm. They're laying all these leftists off, saying they're not essential, these newspapers. They're using it to deindustrialize and to move us into the post-human economy. And all the people that signed on to this who thought they'd be part of the upper-class technocracy, you're fools. So the listeners are like, why are you always talking to the idiot left? I'm trying to wake them up. Speaking of waking people up, here's part of your report where you're talking to the doctor. And remember, Project Veritas did this last week, and CNN got it banned off YouTube, saying no one is allowed to question things, even the president, only the UN World Health Organization. And so he had doctors and military and nurses on video saying it's overblown, it's overhyped, it's a lie, our hospital doesn't even have anybody in it. And that was banned because it didn't create fear. Just like they're banning people telling you zinc and vitamin C are being used to treat it by doctors. That's a fact. And they've gone to attorney generals and want me arrested for telling you about zinc. Folks, these people are monsters. and they're showing their colors now. Here's a clip of you talking to the doctor through the window.
Pretty minimal symptoms.
So if I do end up getting fevers and chills again, or my cough comes back worse when I come back,
Let
I still have
this,
to...
This is kind of a moving target, okay?
Uh-huh.
Like, if you did that, ideally, I want you to come back and get tested. And at the same time, at that point, even if you test negative, you would need to stay away from people. But if you have fever, chills, and cough, the test is only about 60% accurate. It's not that awesome.
Okay.
Okay, so you can test negative and still have it.
So you said the test is only 60% accurate right now?
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, you know, just think about it a little bit, too. We got all these people mass-producing tests. How quickly are they getting them to, like, FDA's approving them quickly? How much are they really getting to check them?
Yeah.
You know, I wonder what we're going to find out later, to be honest with you, like, whether how accurate they were at all.
Yeah, I saw that story that those tests that were produced out of China were not correct and that they were, you know, misdiagnosing
people.
Haven't
we been getting that story for years and years and years, though, about lots of stuff we get from China?
Good Lord, yeah.
These are the type of reports, 50, 60 of them a day at Man.Video. Our crew is just working overtime. I'm going to come back and introduce Dr. Nick Begich, who I really appreciate hosting. He's got a lot to say. He's probably the top scientist out there fighting the globalists in wide spectrum analysis, and we really appreciate him coming on. He also has a lot of knowledge about the workings of government. His dad's a famous congressman who they killed, and of course his brother was a U.S. senator. We'll be right back with Dr. Nick Begich, Infowars.com, Newswars.com. We'll give you his URL to visit when we come back, so stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This ad will only run for a couple days because it's about to sell out. I notice, hey, we had a lot of Prostagard. People love it. We've got a lot of it. Why is it suddenly almost sold out? And I went, oh, my gosh, it's an incredible formula, not just for the prostate, the saw palmetto that's on record for helping that. It's got everything, vitamin D, a big dose of that, a big dose of zinc, a big dose of selenium, copper, chromium, and a bunch of other stuff. This is the perfect formula for what's going on right now. And it's about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want you to have it so that after all this craziness passes, it becomes a normal regimen in your life, because this is something, in my view, you need every day. Get it right now, Prostagard, at InfoWarsStore.com. And whatever you do, please warn others that Mother Nature has given us a lot of things that really help boost our overall health and wellness. Do yourself a favor and fund the InfoWar at the same time. Go
to InfoWarsStore.com and read about the ingredients of the highest quality, like black walnut and others that are in this baby. And then read some of those reviews for yourself. And then don't just believe InfoWars. Go out online at major nutrition sites and others and look at the studies for yourself. Go out and engage in your First Amendment right to research, and then your First Amendment right to tell others about the incredible compounds God has given us through Mother Nature. Living Defense is at InfoWarsStore.com, sold out for 4 months. Now back in stock for a limited time at 40% off. People are doing their own research and they're getting Living Defense at 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got our great Super Blue toothpaste, the bestseller for 5 years with the nano silver, the tea tree, and the iodine. It's selling out, still 50% off. And the iodine's selling out, the X3, it's 60% off because I want you to experience how amazing it is.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, Dr. Nick Begich is taking over right now. You should all mark this down. EarthPulse.com and get his films and books. I remember reading his books 25 years ago, listening to him on overnight radio, and he's a scientist. He just goes off what's documented, what's proven, and now you see the whole agenda rolling out. I want to have him take over here, but I don't say all these things to scare you. I say it because you need to know, and I believe you will then wake up and do something about it. And human potential is amazing. This is all about suppressing that potential. And also, you need to be self-sufficient. There's going to be a huge exodus out of the cities. It's in the news. It's already happening. People already know instinctively these big mega cities are death traps, and they're unhealthy, and they're falling apart. And that's why with the 5G and the close quarters and no sunshine, that's why they're the death pits they are to just any virus. So get your storable food. It's available again for a limited time. They may suspend future orders like they've already done once at InfoWarsStore.com. We don't take orders unless they've got the food. We've got it right now. Also, we've got the vitamin mineral fusion that's good for adults and children, all the different vitamins, minerals, the zinc, the amino acids. We have Red Red Pill Plus for adults that's amazing with the zinc and so much more. And we also have a lot of other great products like X3. X2 is sold out. People love X2. It's great. It's deep earth crystal iodine that does so much for your body and boosting your defenses. Just look up iodine and immunity for yourself and then make your own decision about that. It's essential, just like zinc. Vitamin C is critical. That's leafy green vegetables, stuff like that. Orange peel, just whatever you do, get prepared, get ready. But spiritually, don't let this scare you. Take action against it, overcome it mentally, and then all the studies show that will boost your immune system as well. Don't give in to fear, but get prepared. That's how you get empowered, and it funds this operation in the face of the enemy. I want to thank you all for your support, and God bless you all. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Dr. Nick Begich takes over. Thank you so much, Doctor.
Hey, thanks, Alex. It's always terrific to be with you. And, you know, during this particular time in our nation's history, there's a lot to be said, you know, and InfoWars has always been like the early warning system, you know, for what's happening in the world. It's one of the reasons that we've worked together now 25 years. I remember when you were in Public Access TV, just starting out. I always thought you were older, you know, it always blew me away. When I finally met you in person, you know, and, you know, when I think about what's happened and being ahead of the curve, which we've been, what's the value of that if we don't do anything with that knowledge? And today I'm kind of splitting my show into two sort of segments. And one I'm calling the economic pandemic / solutions, because there's actually a few that are being fielded, some that are being attempted, but really, I want to talk about what isn't being said right now that absolutely needs to be. And on the economic side, there's a couple of things that are really important that the mainstream, lamestream media is missing, that small businesses, hairdressers, massage therapists, people that own small businesses that are now closed, restaurant owners, etc., and gig workers, a whole bunch of people that don't have unemployment coming that they've kind of patched up. But I want to mention what is out there. And whether we agree or disagree with this $2 trillion plus expenditure, you need to know what's there. And SBA has two programs that are being pitched as loans, but they're grants, and they apply to companies with 500 employees or less, and not just companies, proprietorships, small businesses, individual partnerships. I mean, all of those structures, LLCs, fall under this umbrella. And there's two programs I'm going to mention today that are extremely important. One is one that you have to go through your bank, and it's called the Payroll Protection Plan. And it affects you and your employees. If you're an employee of a small business, you need to call your small business employer and make sure they look this up on the SBA's website. Okay. And you have to file a thing on the SBA's website if you want to qualify. But what it is they structure it as a loan, and they tell you it's a loan. It's a loan at 1% interest for essentially 2 years. What they don't clearly tell you in the media is, this converts, a big chunk of this converts potentially as much as 2.5 months of your business's payroll, benefits, which include insurance and 401ks, utilities, and rents, can be covered under this action. And it's very easy. The applications are really simple. Some of the banks are running a little bit slow on getting them acted, and some are refusing. You know, the original deal was 2% loans at 0.5% with a big chunk of it forgiven. And how that works, look at the SBA site, extremely important, small businesses. It's a way to pay your people and not have a liability through a standard kind of loan configuration. Instead of giving it directly to the banks, this time as some free lunch, they're actually passing it to small business owners. Payroll Protection Program. Talk to your bankers, talk to your credit unions, know what this is about. It's very simple. The other one is like an automatic pilot. You do it online with the SBA. It takes 10 minutes, and it's a $10,000 grant for the same classes of people. Take a look at it. Extremely important. You know, I know people don't like this helicopter money thing going on. We're in a long-term problem. On the screen, if you're looking right now, is a small business guidance. It's being told and sold as a loan, but look at it carefully. The first 10,000 is an automatic grant, a gift. It's forgiven. You can use it for keeping your business's lights on, keeping your payrolls paid. If you're a small business, take a look. Look at it right now. It's important. And it applies to every small business under 500 employees, from the mom and pop to the gig worker. Take a look. Anyway, I wanted to mention that because that's already in play, available to Americans today. It opened up today, April 3rd, officially at the banks, PPP. The other one that's extremely important is, of course, that $10,000 straight grant at SBA's site that is open right now online, 10 minutes to apply. Go do it if you're a business. Go take care of these things, because if they're not done between now and June 30th, the opportunity is gone. If the 8 weeks that you're accounting for under these grants isn't expended during the same period from today till June 30th, it won't count as a grant. So look now, look today, pass it on, spread the word, because this is important. The other one I want to mention, and I hope I don't run out in this segment. If we do, we'll carry it over. And it's an idea my son, Nicholas, III, my oldest son, he's in his early 40s, pretty close to Alex's age. It's kind of bizarre. But in any case, here's the deal. And it was a great idea. You know how all the banks now are getting the zero interest money through the Federal Reserve shenanigans, you know, essentially zero interest? What about this? And the mortgage industry, we just heard 30% of mortgages might default. This is horrible. And we're hearing about a rent strike where renters won't pay their bills and landlords won't get paid. This will compound the problem if we have these foreclosures. After the break, I'm going to talk about a solution, one that we can do right now that will stimulate this economy for 30 years going forward. It's a visionary approach to solving the problem at a time when helicopter money is not the solution. This is Nick Begich. You're at the tip of the spear. This is InfoWar.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The virus and all of the hype is designed to destroy one thing. Confidence. It's confidence in an economy, confidence in a culture, confidence in the direction that a civilization and a people are going that causes people to work hard and believe in the future and invest. It's spirit. And the entire media and the entire culture and all these multinational governments and the UN, the WHO and the Chi-Coms in Hollywood have been having orgasmic delight over how pliantly everyone has gotten into a state of fear. Yes, the virus is real. It's going to be maybe double what the flu is normally, and it's a bioweapon. But a bioweapon the globalists knew the trajectory of, but its real target is confidence and the economy. And that's why recognizing that it's an attempt to scare us into submission is critical, because then people will understand the real paradigm.
One of the best nutrients nature has provided, beetroot, has been used for hundreds of years in natural medicine. Now you can experience the power of this ingredient today with VasoBeet from InfoWars Life. Guaranteed to be the next addition to your daily routine, VasoBeet is the most concentrated liquid beet extract on the market, fully utilizing the heart-healthy nitrates and antioxidants to support your mind and body. VasoBeet is great for anyone looking to support healthy living or athletic performance. So check out one of the most incredible ingredients today with VasoBeet from InfoWars Life.
There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
As bad as things are, with now more than half the world population under martial law being directed by the UN, there is a massive awakening happening to the tyranny of Big Pharma and the medical mafia, and the forced inoculations, and the UN admitting that vaccines are killing people and they've covered it up. And everywhere I go, I am just mobbed by folks on the street now, even in leftist Austin, who used to attack me just a few years ago saying, you were right about 5G. 5G's killing us. I looked it up. It's causing cancer. It destroys immunity. It says that it makes it easier for viruses to attack. People are really starting to wake up, and they know they're under attack at a spiritual and subconscious cellular level. So now, my friends, educate everyone you know. They're ready to listen. They're ready to learn. They're ready to take action. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the InfoWar.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Nick Begich. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So glad to be with you on this Friday afternoon in most parts of the world. Still a little before noon in mine here in Anchorage, Alaska. You know, just before the break, I was talking about this great idea my oldest son, Nicholas, had. In fact, he's on the Alaska Policy Forum. He's their chair, which is a conservative think tank here in Alaska. And so this is now circulating among conservatives around the country and actually running up to my brother Mark, who's on the liberal side of the family. But he's actually co-chairing with the previous governor of Alaska, Governor Parnell, excuse me, and under our current Governor Dunleavy, both of them are co-chairing an economic committee and fielding a number of ideas. But here's the one for my son that I think is incredible and one that could apply to everyone. Instead of, you know, the 0% that they're giving in treasuries and essentially giving bankers this total liquidity, I have a different solution for liquidity. And it's this, simply this, is instead, why not take all the mortgages, all the residential mortgages in America, and rewrite them in a streamlined fashion. Think about this. A half a point, a half a percent or a quarter of a percent service the loan, and that's the interest rate. But all your money now goes into principal and refinance it. Take out the entire mortgage industry instead of waiting till it defaults. Have a two-month recess on starting those payments so people have the break and the breathing space. And then essentially where you're paying straight into your equity, not into interest for bankers, but into equity. Let the Federal Reserve take out that debt. And you know what? It's a balance sheet equation because instead of just creating puff money out of nothing, now you have real assets backing up a real debt instrument. So it's in balance. But instead of the bankers getting 0% interest, why don't we? Every mortgage holder, that would knock out hundreds and hundreds of dollars out of your monthly expenses every month for the next 30 years. And you could take this and apply it to multi-family units, renters, and take that savings, that interest savings on those multi-unit residential properties that may face foreclosure and reduce the rent, split it with the landlord and the tenants where that interest savings is split in a rental reduction and a real savings for the landlord. And all that money by all those consumers and all those homeowners and all those renters that they save will go into the economy directly. Not put in stock buybacks for big banks and corporations like liquidity offers them today, but a very different equation that lands the money in the hands of each of us in a way that changes our life, not for a couple of months like some handout, but in a very real way, at the same level as the banks are being treated. Why not train human beings at least equal to a dang bank? Where are we in this equation? At the bottom or at the top? The government is by the people, of the people, for the people. The Federal Reserve is of the bankers, for the bankers, and by the bankers. And it's trying to assert the power of the people and re-equate a different kind of equation. And this isn't, some will say, oh, that's socialism. That sounds like socialism. Well, what is it for the banks right now when they get zero interest and they want to tax us for the banks to pay their bills when they're already getting 17, 20, 22% interest on your credit cards, for God's sake? And, you know, here's what it does. All those mortgage bankers get all their money back. And then they have it available to lend corporations, to lend big businesses, to give to the banks, to flood the banks with liquidity. And then they can take the risks instead of passing those risks on to you and stripping out our wealth in the form of interest, which if you read the Old Testament, interest was more or less a sin. You know, so I'm thinking about it. This is a very different way to address the mortgage crisis that's coming and solve it. And think about it. Every dime that you pay on your mortgage past the taxes and insurance are going to go straight into equity, into real value, real wealth, not toilet paper stock certificates. You know, it's real wealth. And here's the other part of this idea, and I think why it's so brilliant. My son Nicholas was so brilliant in this, is it's simple. You charge a $500 origination fee, roll it into the loan, give a two-month break for payments so people can breathe, everybody can breathe. You can even give a rental relief for 2 months. Well, you redo it. Well, you reset that for the landlord. Do some things creatively, but address people. That's why I love this idea. And it's balance. Assets balance the liability better than just creating puff money. So it doesn't further tamp down the value of our dollar by creating a puff money again. Different way to look at it. I challenge people to think about it. And if you like this idea, pass it on to those that might actually listen. The other one I can't cite where I read it, but it's brilliant. Our oil industry is in a free fall, and it's going to crush Alaska, Louisiana, Texas, and really the country, and a fracking industry that's going to be completely debased. The banks will fail, the companies will fail, and a whole bunch of living human beings that are not statistics will be unemployed. This can stop, and I'll tell you how. We can protect our domestic oil markets by setting an import threshold, no imported oil under $50 a barrel. And then supply and demand can come into equilibrium in the United States at 50 a barrel. Let the excess above 50 a barrel be collected in taxes. This costs the federal government nothing to stabilize oil prices and create certainty in our markets. Yeah, we're going to have to look at how that affects the airline industry. But right now, they're not flying anywhere. American Airlines just said they've cut all international traffic. So all that's left is domestic. Sometimes you have to protect your industries. Today is the day. We can protect the oil industry by putting the cap at $50. That's not going to cripple us at the pumps, but it'll set certainty. If it can drop below that, by all means, but don't let one barrel come into this country when we know we can produce enough for domestic needs, period. Until it's over $50 a barrel, then allow whatever comes in. That's competitive enough. But preserve our industry. If it collapses, it chain reacts through so many others. We can do a couple creative things beyond the big helicopter money giveaways that last longer than a quarter, that create a changed economy, beyond bringing our industries back, beyond preserving the American potential by recognizing we're about to let it go. Recapitalize the average person by putting wealth back in. And on this caveat, one of the other things that needs to happen is the fire hose of 401ks going in out of payrolls every week going into the stock market is one of the things that have overfueled it. We need alternatives for people instead of the stock market, because how can you keep throwing money at it and not expect it to overinflate until a bubble forms and then it collapses and we're all the losers? Because the big guys, the globalists, play the game and they use this and they strip out our wealth every decade or so. It has to stop. So I propose another solution on the 401k plans. Modify them, change the mortgages to what I'm suggesting, and then allow people as part of their 401 for their match and their contribution or their Roth or their traditional IRAs to put it in their home equity. Provide a conduit into your home equity, your personal wealth, or into a home equity savings account so you one day can be a homeowner, because that's the foundation and always has been of American wealth. And before that, it was your family farm and your house. And before that, it was the 160 acres that you used to be allowed to homestead out of public lands. That ended in Alaska federally for all American citizens. It ended here in the early 70s. The last bits of homesteading went away. You know, we need to rethink the American dream by making sure it's not the banker's dream and our nightmare, because a nightmare is in front of us right now. Big ideas, different ideas, ideas that change the game are being shoved down our throat by the dark side. And it's time for a lighter side to see a way through the darkness and get us through the times that we're in with creative thinking. The next segment, I'm taking it a whole nother direction, because the only thing that changes the world is human beings. And we are spiritual beings first before we're flesh and matter in this world. And what I've talked about in this last segment is the fleshiness of the earth, the things we have to contend with as physical beings, but we're first spiritual beings. And in the next segment, I want to talk about that. This is Dr. Nick Begich. We'll be right back.
And I'm here to tell you, I don't need you to thank me and tell me I've done a good job. I've done nothing but my duty. I discovered a bunch of bloodthirsty scum coming after innocent people, and I've been fighting them for 13 years, and I'll never stop while I'm drawing breath.
For 26 years, Alex Jones and InfoWars have been sounding the alarm for patriots worldwide, waking people up to the New World Order, Bohemian Grove, the American Deep State, the rise of Communist China, the plan for global depopulation, and global elite pedophiles who prey off of our young.
The enemy has done their best to destroy us, but because of your support, our fight continues. Join us. Support the InfoWar, and together we will slay the dragon.
Keep fighting, Alex. You're the gladiator.
I don't want to sit here and say, see, I told you so. So people say, oh, Alex Jones is so smart. Oh, he's so great. I can care less about that. I want you to understand that back in mid-January, during the whole fake impeachment fiasco and the rest of it, I was pointing out that the big issue would be the next move, the next attack the globalists were going to launch. They knew they didn't have the votes back then. And I said it would be an attack on the economy because criminals love to brag. And they were telegraphing the entire thing. And now here we are, ladies and gentlemen. With our economy shut down for over a month. Certain depression if it continues for more than a month and a half or so. Maybe even shorter. And Americans have failed the test. They have gotten into the fear. They've enjoyed not going into work. It's been a new drama. And the globalists are saying, hell, let's destroy their way of life forever. Let's kill their confidence and give them a depression. People better wake up now.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
When the globalists and the mainstream media and the big box stores zig, we zag. They've all been raising prices on high-quality nutraceuticals and supplements because people are doing their own research and grabbing them off the shelves. Well, guess what? We've cut the prices on our best-selling products massively. And despite the fact that our iodine's selling out, X2 just did, X3 is going to 60% off. That's right, folks, even though it's about to sell out. Our amazing Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste with the nano silver, the tea tree oil, and the iodine, it's still 50% off, about to sell out. And then Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, the big multivitamin mineral with pregnenolone and all that zinc, it's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And a bunch of other best-selling items are as well. So get your X3 before it sells out. 60% off. Get your Real Red Pill Plus, 50% off. Get Living Defense, 40% off. DNA Force, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Listening to The Alex Jones Show with Nick Begich.
And welcome back. And I want to remind people, my books and videos are exclusively in print form available at the InfoWarsStore.com. I want to remind people it's a way to support my work and also support the work of InfoWars and everyone on our team. And I got to say this, you know, we got a great team all the way around in Austin, at the warehouse, shipping, every single position from editing, all of it. It's incredible, the team that's been put together there to keep the public informed at this particular time. You know, in this segment, I want to get into a totally different configuration here in terms of how we see this, okay? Because as human beings, as created human beings, and some people may fall away in the listening audience on this because I'm going to come from a spiritual perspective, because I think that's important. And whether you're a Christian or whether you're consider yourself some other kind of a religious person, but if you believe in the connectivity of the spirit and what it is, I want to talk to you now. And I want to suggest a few things. And Alex will tell you, and he's told you before, this is one of the areas, the mind, the spirit, the consciousness, the energy that we are is the center of what has been my research, but from a pragmatic or sort of science perspective. But let's look at it from the physics perspective. All right. And the biophysics tells us that we, in fact, are the outward expression of energy, ultimately, which is, if you think about this, what words are, what they represent are symbols for thought. So we can go back to the ancient words, talking about what we were as created human beings, created in the image and likeness of God. From my perspective, that says a lot more than our physical form, which we're also told are finite and limited. It is a grain of this lifetime in terms of scope is like a bit of dust on a grain of sand on the beach of the universe. Okay. This amount of time here in the scope of eternity is very small and very short, no matter how agonizing or how glorious it might be from your perspective and the body that you occupy. So energetically, if we start there, and that's what we are, when you think about what affects our health, changes in our energy states, which is what Alex was alluding to earlier in that last segment, and what science has tried to explain from a biophysics perspective. The split in physiology and in life sciences happened when the guys really sharp in mathematics, they sort of drifted to the biophysics, and those not so good in the math but good in the chemistry followed the chemical models. But there is no chemical reaction without an energetic reaction, which is the biophysics is, in fact, the foundation of all life sciences as we understand them today. So energy as an input and energy as an output is fundamental to what we are as living human beings. And no system is closed. We're all interlinked. This is something that we now know also. And there's something in quantum physics called non-locality, where once we connect with each other, you affect everything instantaneously. There's something called the news sphere, which has been actually measured, that shows that the entire energetic composition of the planet's awareness, which is all of us individually, collectively, think about this, create an energy field that changes reality. This is quantum physics and not just some mystical conversation. This is why it blurs so much. Dialogue between consciousness and science today starts to get really blurry. The power of two or more gathered together is immense. This is called resonance in science. Resonance, if you were to write out the equation, it would be X plus X in brackets, and then a squaring of that. In other words, that times itself. So this is greater than the sum of the total. It's physics. It's also the mystery of the words, two or more gathered together. Because the more you link in this chain, the more powerful the amplitude of the signal because of this thing called resonance, which is harmonies between living souls. We can actually do this. We do this right now. We do this in everything we do when we come together in common moments like this, where we're hearing each other and listening. We come together in common moments, and reality begins to be created by how we intellectualize and emotionalize what we see, and then how we begin to act accordingly. When the dark forces in the world use CNN and the mainstream media to create the same effect, they know what they're doing. This isn't like a mystery or an accident. The idea of concentrating focused energy, stimulating fear, which is an activating energy, but without the logic engaged, allows people to be moved like a herd. Now, the opposite of this is called focused prayer. All right. You can call it prayer. We're calling it prayer today for lack of a better common word, but it's focused attention. And this is what it says in the science. You hold the thought. Most people can only hold the thought for a couple of seconds, and it dissipates, right? You drift off and start thinking about 50 million other things. The longer you hold the thought, the more able you are to push that thought into reality creation. That's how it works, okay? Now, prayer, two or more gathered, God knowing we can't hold our focus, you get people linked up, and all those seconds that add up in the same second to something powerful. In other words, think about this. A million people holding a thought for 3 or 4 seconds, long as we can. But now you have 3 or 4 million seconds in those 3 seconds. That's the compounding of it. That's resonance. This is when prayer has an effect in reality. And it's not a big mystery. It's just science. But with the power of understanding what prayer does, then we have a more focused possibility. Because here's what faith is. I want to mention this. Faith and hope. There's a big distinction between two, and people confuse them. Faith is knowing what is true and acting on it, doing something actively. We each can do that. And so at some point before we run out of time today, I'm going to ask everyone for just 10 seconds to hold with me the thought. And this is the thought that we're going to come back to. And I'm mentioning it now so you can decide whether you want to participate or not. And it's to give clarity to President Trump to know what will truly help this country. In the right way, in a good way, in a way that every American can be proud of. That's what I'm going to be asking us to do at that moment. Because this is something that maybe, just maybe, if you believe in God, or you don't, and you believe in physics, we can do this together. We can do this together. We can all do this for 10 seconds. And I'm going to do and I'm going to speak the words, and I'm going to ask you all to hold this thought. Now, I'm going to go into this. I am asking every person to focus for this 10 seconds on this president, gaining the wisdom necessary to make the right decisions that every American would be proud of, that will change this world, that will change this country, and liberate us from the captivity that otherwise is going to be thrust upon us. Let this be our focus for this 10 seconds. Hey, thanks for doing that. You know, I think that is a powerful thing. And I would ask people to listen to this video later to join us even in that moment, recognizing something out about physics. Time and space only have existence in this reality. Otherwise, they don't exist in the way we think about them. So wherever you join us in that 10 seconds, let that 10 seconds spread. And let us recognize the science behind all of this. And let us take ourselves back. We're all locked in, you know, focused on what's going on in our own personal lives. This is a good thing. I've said trauma sometimes breeds great opportunity, and I mentioned it before in a video I did called Breaking the Zombie Trance, which is still linked on my website at earthpulse.com. But traumas offer opportunity, and as difficult and painful as all of this is, the opportunity is to first reflect inside and recognize what we are again. Created in the image and likeness of God, that is a powerful being. You are that being. You are that powerful created entity that can walk through the valley of the shadow of death and fear no evil. And we are there right now, and we are not alone. We are actually connected to every other living soul by the fact of creation. And we're doing this together. We're in this together. These are the opportunities that change us internally, and then that changes the external world. I've been talking about it for years in the context of technology, in the context of science, but more importantly, in the context of who we are as living, breathing souls. Unite together in the opportunity to serve each other and change the world, and recognize who we are and act that way, courageously, fearlessly. We are the Info Warriors. And you are the tip of the spear.
High noon. Black Rolling.